Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello and welcome to RR Season 2, Episode 9.
He went to Jared.
It can only be Jared.
That's why Daishi wins. He went to Jared. He watched the commercials from his box, and then everything was winning after that.
Duh, winning.
He knew went exactly. Went to Jared, and every kiss begins with Camille.
Lol.
You hate jewelry store references.
That's how we roll.
Alrighty. So, I'm just gonna scoot on along to the... Scoot it.
Along
to the one-ups. Along.
I'm along, lols.
Where's long? He's just bored ruining our lives? What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ruining your life because I'm bored and I don't have anything better to do.
Lols.
Best villain motivation ever.
Exactly.
Motivation. I'm bored.
Okay. Alright, I'll start.
He's so horny, so stupid.
Road trip.
Well.
Anyway. what's been up? I can't remember last week too much. I don't think anything really awesome happened last week.
Can't touch the
star. I left on Thursday for Indianapolis, the Pokemon U.S. National Championships.
Pokemon!
It was really, really cool. I mean, it was in the same place it was last year, except we were in a different portion of the convention center because the portion we were at last year was overrun with a bunch of people from this fraternity meetup thing. They had like a fraternity convention. It was like Kappa something Vi or something.
Kappa douchebag?
I don't know. Something, but anyway.
Someone should be Kappa-ing something in there.
So there was like 20,000 of them people. I'm like, what is going on here? But
they're probably like, oh, look at those dorks.
Yeah. Apparently, there was this one guy was walking past and was like, man, this is so weak. Like, I could totally win this tournament, but I don't have the money to invest in it right now. We're like, okay, dude.
Go back to your party.
Go back to your parties.
He had one of those visors to the side and the gel coming out of the side.
That was cool. I ended up getting 62nd in my flight. My flight of roughly 450 people. So they combined the two top 64s of each flight and made the top 128. And then unfortunately I lost right after that because game one was bad draw and game two I was basically one turn behind and it totally killed me. But anyway, really fun for that. We had the Professor Cup on Sunday, so I got a bunch of free packs and
did you get to meet Oak? Stuff.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I did.
I am Oak.
Did you ask him why Juniper's trying to steal his job?
There's a lot of stories. There's Maki of Japan at the mall.
Dr. Maki!
I got to meet Dr. Maki. And I was like, dude, give me some Candroids.
You have a creepy ass doll.
He's like, no, you get Noodle!
You get Noodle?
I don't know. Oodles I didn't actually talk to anyone in that restaurant. It was pretty much just lots of fun with my friends. I went with Vince and Jeff, and that was all. Ron had to work in Alabama.
Alabama?
For like a bajillion hours a day. And
damn.
Everyone else usually comes with us, like, either had to work or couldn't get time off or didn't have a ride, but a good portion of our league was there.
Ron, we gotta go ride.
I know.
Fortunately for Brian, he has no job, so he can just pick up and leave whenever he wants.
Yep. Free agent. But props to Dave, who will never listen to this, but he's a senior division competitor in our league, and he won. So.
Oh, damn.
Michigan represent.
Oh, shit.
Bless you.
I think someone's trying to kill Kevin.
What else?
Kiva.
Yeah. I was trying to think of other stuff for Nats. But, yeah, props to everyone who did well, and particularly Dave, and I'm just glad I actually did something worthwhile to talk about. I usually come back to these things going, derp, I suck. I went 2-5.
You dropped the stuff you were playing with.
Two wins were a bye and an ocean.
Suddenly I just pictured you standing somewhere, just Creo just falls out of your shirt or something. Like, you should take it with you everywhere.
So that was a fantastic time.
In my pants?
In my pants.
Oh, okay.
Indianapolis' pants. But yeah, and then today, actually, it got here on Saturday, but the post office decided to do that. Derp, we're not going to knock at all. And so it didn't get here because Mom didn't hear it and Dad was gone or something.
He was out pretending he had a job.
I was thinking that.
But so going I went and picked it up at the post office today. I got Project BM Kiva. He is 12 inches of sexy. Oh. And I am just, I'm all over this thing. It's like,
oh gosh, all over this guy.
I am. But he is all sorts of awesome, so. But, I mean, really, that's about it. I had an excellent time at Nats. Video will be up by now. I'm posting it on Wednesday, so.
We're coming to you from the past. Yeah. And maybe the future.
Maybe.
In some circles.
And maybe less gay than Dawson appears
in
to be.
In all circles. I don't know.
It's a circle.
Okay. My one-ups are really short because nothing really has been up since last week.
Good, we'll skip you then.
No.
So anyway.
Well, fine, just go.
No. Let's
no,
hear what Dawson's
I have nothing important
do.
To say.
No,
go.
Say it.
It.
I will have you shot. I will have you shot if you don't tell us what's up with you.
I will have you shot.
Just come on. Just go. It's easy.
No, we want to know what's up with you.
This is okay. Nothing. Okay, your turn. Just go.
Not much has been up with me either.
Ah, you're so important.
God, you people suck.
Your mother
sucks. Stop dropping Creos out of your pants.
I started playing Black and White again, and I got my fifth badge because I haven't played it in like forever. I haven't played it in like 80 years. And
how about that Kanto and Soul Silver?
Go fuck yourself.
Rick Medina, get out!
Jedimon is Rick Medina.
That's my favorite thing to tell Dawson now.
Hey, look, it's the Octozord. Too bad it can't bend. It's false advertising again.
I pre-ordered a figure arts book from Amy's. I'm supposed to be paying for a Gojujin and Dragon Ranger and Aqua Ranger whenever I get around to it. Hoping to get key sets to throw in that box.
Kamikaze and put those up.
I know. They boned us. And we got screwed. And what else did I? I don't think I even ordered.
They boned us and we got screwed. Yep.
I paid Oki for my stuff, so he'll be sending that shortly. That'll be fun. And I think that's about all.
Someone in the back have something to say? Did Sienna finally take a dump?
Oh, Sierra.
Whatever. Same thing.
That's the same person.
Our cat needs to use the bathroom, okay?
It's a cat?
Sierra's the cat.
Okay.
Our cat can flush. We taught it.
Just like Jinxie.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Dawson, what's up with you?
Nothing.
Really? Really? I think there is. Think there's something you need to tell us, Dawson.
No?
I don't know what it is, if there is.
Yeah, neither do I.
He needs to... Dawson's coming out of the closet. Oh. He's in love with Firestarter.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on that flaming bastard. Why are we just giggling? Why don't we just get off the news?
Okay.
Because Brian is the first story, and I'm waiting for him to start talking, but he doesn't talk because he can't read.
Alright, so our first news story is the Mechalon. What? That was like Mecha Falcon or something.
I did too. I don't know. Whoever wrote this probably can't read.
Who is it? Is it Firestarter? Please
your
tell
baby?
Me.
Oh.
No, it's Ukiah Seed. I'm just confused at this romanization because I thought it said like Mecha Falcon or something.
Makuhita.
Anyway. So we were talking about the Go Underground Power and how it was going to be this like F1 racer type of engine, and all that fun stuff. So it's called the Machine Mechalon.
Machine Tornado.
That's how it is right now, anyway. And it resembles Speed Ore mixed with an F1 race car. The deluxe toy is 1.5 times the size of Pat Stryker and comes with a Go On Gold key. And two engine souls.
Gasp!
So, Yahoo!
Return of the engine souls.
Go on, your fans have a treat in this one.
I got a all treat. Ten of them.
And I like so Go Andre. It comes with an engine soul with the Gokaiger logo on it, and then another one with was it 13?
Is it a 13? I can't tell what it is because there's a words over it.
I tried to figure it out for, like, 45 seconds, and then I gave up.
Because the thing is, it's not connected in the right area to be a 3. It looks more like an E or an F.
Kind of looked like 15 to me, but... I can kind of see the 3. If you look on its side in the back, it kind of looks like a 3. Anyway, I think it's a 13. Everyone's been saying it was 13, so I'm just going to go with that.
Okay, we'll go with 13.
So anyway, according to the toy catalog scan, it can combine with Gokaio. It can combine with Gokaio.
What about the Shinkano?
Can it combine with the Shinkano?
No, it can't. It can combine with the Shinkan Gokaio, sort of.
What?
In a weird way. It kind of could if you... Never mind.
If you were a homo.
Poshomo.
So that's basically kind of like Gao Gokaio. You just stick the upper portion of Gokaio on top of Mechalon, and you're done.
You're done?
It's really stupid.
It is. I hate when they take out parts of the mecha and say, oh, look, it's something Gokaio.
You're
no.
You're going to hate this.
Yeah.
And it can also combine with Gokaio and Gojujin.
Sort of.
And form Anzen Gokaio, which is like
combine with parts of it.
Complete Gokaio. And so it's a combination of the three of them, sort of. It's basically Gokai Galleon with the two arms of Gojujin while Mechalon makes the legs.
What?
Exactly. And then, I mean, the chest opens up too, and it has a new chest.
Oh, good.
Chest. Yes, though. So,
and a new helmet and... And all that, but yeah, it's kind of a letdown, especially if this is the final one.
Yeah, like, it looks neat, it's just, I hate...
Yeah, I agree.
I hate when they're like, oh, look, let's take random pieces from it, or like, let's take the legs off. It's not Gokai anymore, it's Gok. You took the rest of it off. This is stupid.
Like, complete Gokaio? No, this is only Galleon. This is not Gokaio.
But it looks cool, though, so...
But, I mean, it does look cool.
And, like, the speeder thing is evil RC, but it looks cool. And I'm not talking about, like, Transformers RC, like, you know, from Toy Story.
Toy Story RC.
And it's cool that it comes with Go On Gold Key and then the engine souls. That's, like, that's nostalgia right there. I remember collecting those engine souls.
Well, the thing about it is I'm glad about the souls just because it's cool. And obviously you'd need at least one soul just because of the whole being an engine thing. But at first I saw this picture. I thought it was the Go On Wings Combined Key. And I was like, oh, that's cool. We're going to get the Go On Wings Combined Key. And then I read the little text under the key, and it said Go On Gold. And I'm like, why are we getting just gold? Why is there no silver?
But he can ride in it.
He can ride in the car, which is pretty cool.
I said that like a kid.
And then it just makes me even angrier that those deluxe key sets that are coming out later on give us another red. I'm like, well, they could have given us like gold then and silver
with
this.
What about you wanting to carry it around in your pocket?
Does that make you feel better, you little faggot? It's nothing to do with that. I need extra keys. I'm getting the Gachapon so I can carry them in my pocket.
I hope you have big pockets.
That's what she said.
I have big pockets for my big penis, so we're all good.
Okay.
You're going to talk about the canoe gun now?
Canoe gun. It looks like that.
We have
canoe cannon.
Gokai canoe buster. No. The Gokai Galleon Buster, which is like their final weapon. It's basically a Gokai Galleon-esque shaped canoe with two handles and five Ranger key ports. And then two giant cannons in the front and a clear sail as the scope. And so the only thing that is clear is that it requires the need of five metallic Gokaija Ranger keys.
Wonder if that's their great power.
And the Ranger key in this toy is a metallic Gokai Red key, even though you'll be owning that if you get the DX or EX set or whatever the hell it was called.
The Dex P set? I don't know. I'm making stuff up.
The DXEX set.
It looks decent-ish, but I don't have a reason to get it since I'm getting that key already.
Honestly, if Kevin stops scratching himself first, the only way I'll probably get it is like on one of those HLJ super clearance sales.
Yeah, like if I get it for as cheap as I got the Ten Sword now, I'm going to get it for sure, but
yeah.
I just don't have a need to get this right away.
Yeah, there's no key that I need with it, so it's on the save for later if ever list.
Speaking about that, I wonder if it's Gokaiger's grand power thing. It'd be funny if Gokaiger's grand power was the final big mecha, and it just pops out of Gokaio's chest. Turn their keys, and it's just like, blah, and this giant-ass thing just comes out of it. It'd be hilarious and awesome at the same time.
It's just like a giant laser.
Lasers!
So,
bicycle mode!
These are supposed to be released on October 1st-ish. From what I can gather, according to both of these scans, it's October 1st.
Let's go. Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Kaija.
Let's go.
Here come the power. Oh.
One thing I do want to just mention real quick is the fact that scans came up of this Gokaija box.
It's a kite box.
Kite from Jungle Fury in it.
It's the Gokai Treasure Box is what it's called.
Shut up, you.
And it's basically the treasure chest in the show, except shrunk down considerably. Holds 70 keys, and it comes with the Ninja Red Key.
So that's how you get a deluxe Ninja Red Key, folks.
It's deluxe.
It's legit. It is the shit.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Multiple people are being told by various middleman services that it is some sort of exclusive thing to a couple shops, and that they keep opening and closing and they get more expensive and something. I don't know. It looks like a normal toy catalog scan to me.
Yeah, I was informed earlier that this one store has put up the pre-order 3 times. Each time they put it up, the price goes up because they're ass clowns.
That it sounds to me that's just scalping.
It sounds to me that's a scam.
That's a clear case of douchebaggery.
And what I call shenanigans.
Shenaniganery.
Brand it.
According to SoundOut, he dug around a little bit and said that he found listings for retailers to purchase it.
Did he get one of those tiny overdrive shovels they had?
Yeah.
Where they pulled it out? Okay.
I was just checking. Yeah.
So by the way, you were an idiot.
By the way, you were a So anyway,
homo.
No, you.
You're right.
But well, we'll keep you informed on that. Whenever it happens, there, I don't know anymore. But it's cool. I want a chest. It holds 70 keys.
I want a chest, too.
It's not going to be enough, but...
Yeah, we're going to need, like, 3 of those to hold all the Rangers, like...
Whoa.
Shut up.
I won't.
So we're on to our next story now?
Yep, the story from hell.
All right, so Jedi Mon here with big news, folks. I'm not reading at all. We have our first toy listing from Kamen Rider Forze. All I can say is, what the fuck?
Weird. I didn't read it like that.
I know, right?
I just said fuck.
This list comes to us from Deca End, where he posted it on the HJ Who's. And so this is the listing. It's unconfirmed now. Now, I believe it's supposed to say September, not August, but I copied and pasted. And it says the Transformation Bell Deluxe Forze Driver for September, 6,500 yen. Astro Switch Set 1, 750 yen. All right, so these things are things that we kind of expected somewhat. Then, are you all ready for this? I don't think you are.
Y'all ready for this? Space Jam time!
Space Jam, all right.
Food Droid Series 01 Bag-a-Meal, 2,500 yen.
Bagel!
Then, because that wasn't enough stupidness... Forze Module Change Series 01 Base States 2,800 yen. So now we have the MCS series, like the OCC and the WFC and the whatever the hell else they're called. FFR. Cause, and then to rounding out our September listing, we have the Punch Fighter. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's just a punching bag. They release one every year.
Shut up. 2,300 yen.
I should buy that for my Axel parody video.
Then we have the October listing. All right, it just gets even weirder from here, folks. Electric Module Deluxe Billy the Rod. Bob Thornton. I think that's what Shuki calls his penis, Billy the Rod. 3,800 yen.
Calls it Kiva, remember?
Yeah. Then he has Astro Switch Set 02, 750 yen. So we got more switches. Food Droid Series 02.
Pot you choke on. That's how I read it.
2,300 yen. Forze Module Chain Series 02. Electric States, 2,800 yen. God help us all. November Fire Module Deluxe High Hack Gun, 3,300 yen. Good fucking lord. Astro Switch Set 03, 750 yen. Food Droid Series 03 for a Shecky, 2,300 yen.
I don't know why that's funny.
Forze Module Chain Series 03 Fire States, 2,800 yen. DX Power Dicer and Machine Mashigler, 5,800 yen. I think that's going to power up for his bike.
Machine Mashigler. That's the best. I can't see that. Then it's on yourself. That's the Machine Mashigler. It sounds like it's from Spy Kids.
Then it's not listed here, but apparently in December we have Switch Set 4 and then a Switch Bag. This says states are basically forms. Base states.
Mashigler.
The base form. Food droids are based on space food. Still no pictures, but we got this. Hooray.
I thought food droids were based off Candroids.
All I know is that if we're going to get food droids, I need Tang food droid, like right now.
In other news, if the toy picks do indeed come out, we're totally going to pwn this segment.
I don't understand what they're doing here. Food droids? Like, they didn't even change the name. They
didn't. Is this food droids are based off space food? I thought they were based off Candroids. That's weird.
Like, I was hoping for an easy year, and then they're like, pwn, and they totally, like, unlike with O's and Double, they completely left the description of half this crap out of the plot summary, so as to surprise us.
They didn't want to freak people out. Freak you out.
Look at this. Each month, we get a new module change set and a new switch set and a new weapon. Like, what the hell? It's just getting worse.
Like, when we first saw these, my theory was that you would use these weapons, like the Billy Bob Rod and the hi-hat gun. He uses those to change forms, and then he gets a set of four weapons for each of his limbs. But then Kevin brought up a good point, is what's switch set one? If what the belt comes with these, what is switch set one? Because I assumed set two was for his electric states, and three is for his fire states. What's in set one?
Yeah.
Maybe the belt only comes with rocket arm.
Maybe the belt just comes with the fucking belt. So, like, just on your own.
$70 hunk of plastic.
Stupid.
especially if they're self-contained like Gaia memories. Like, I don't know what's happening.
July 25th, something's happening. I don't know.
What?
No, I'm watching TV and there's some kind of samurai promo on Nicktoons. I'm watching Fairly Odd Parents. July 25th, something's happening. Power Rangers Samurai Power. Oh, that's that dumbass shit. Never mind. Oh, they showed a clip of Jaden with short hair in case anyone's interested. Anyway.
Alright, that's going. It's time to turn it
on. I was confused. I got excited. I thought maybe the new episodes were turning. I miss Samurai Summers of Shuki so much. I'm sorry.
I know.
Anyway.
Okay.
Forze's dead to me now.
This is... Okay, I'm reserving final judgments until I see the pictures. I'll say that to start. But, this is... Food droid?
Really?
Are you really that dumb?
Are you that desperate for cash?
Like, okay, let's make robots out of food, derp. Okay, don't call them food droids. You just did canned droids. Name it, like, Foodimol or Fooda...
Foodimol.
Danimals? I don't know.
Yes. And then they can have the Sprouse Brothers advertise it. Collisions.
How about just not doing it at all? How's that?
That'd be a start.
How about just stopping? Just quit. They stopped airing Kamen Rider after RX. Let's just quit for a while.
Like, what I don't understand, okay, is okay. What I was about to say because I forgot it. Shit. Like, I don't understand what the need for this is. Why do we need food droids now? Like, they're just
they
want to
make money. It's the same reason. I think they're just basing every single part of this, every line off of the success of the last line. Like, we got all the mode changes since the WFC series took off. And then they're just basically, I feel like they're molding the show around the successful toy lines.
That's pretty much what they're doing. I mean, like, they were presenting the show as, like, kind of a return to basics, birth-esque thing. And then according to this toy list, which granted is still unconfirmed, but... this is just more of the same thing. You've got the belt, you've got sets of the gimmick, you've got side gimmick, mode change figures, and then deluxe weapons.
I'm like, okay, I get it, because there's going to be the people that go, you don't have to buy it. Okay, well, we have a disease, so you don't know us, number one. Number two, like, what was number two?
Number two, fuck you.
Like, no, number two is, I get it that it's a toy commercial, right? Like, the show, but that doesn't, like, there's no originality anymore.
Like, we talked about it before, is that, from a business standpoint, we all completely get it. But you have to give it a rest at some point. I mean, I feel like if they do this exact same formula of deluxe weapon and belt and droids and droid does and the mode change and the sets of whatever the gimmick is, if they do that every year for so long, they're going to start losing money because, like, kids and us aren't going to be able to afford it.
Like, they're just running it into the ground like there's Candy Toy Switch set listing up onto Amy's. Like, they're just running the concepts into the ground instead of...
There'll be Gashapon, too.
Well, I'm sure there will be. But, like, before, where it was like, okay, you know, each rider, and they had something new and unique and different... Here, they're essentially the same person. They just gave them a different method of transforming. Okay, well, instead of USBs, this guy uses metals, and this guy uses switches. It's the same goddamn thing. You didn't even change anything. You gave one guy memory gadgets, one guy canned droids, and one guy food droids. They're essentially the same device.
Like, I'm just very disappointed with the direction Kamen Rider's going in general. Like, as fun as Oz is and as much stuff I like about it, the whole toy commercial really bleeds out of it Whereas shows like Double did a really good job of disguising it, I thought. Like, it's always, you know, you can always tell it's trying to sell toys, but Double just seems to integrate it better. But I just always feel like I'm being sold new toys on O's, and then I buy them.
Well, they weren't so blatant about it on Double, and they didn't have, like, Shoto and Philip, like, trading memories with the bad guys, constantly losing them, or spamming one form, or...
I feel like Double made more sense, because all their powers had different situations, whereas O's has a lot of very similar powers.
Yeah, well, and then all of that, you have things like, okay, well, we're gonna make the tow ride vendor to make a power up for the bike and another cannon droid, but we're only gonna use it like twice, because he's gonna get Rod Torta and then lose it.
That doesn't matter because we have the deluxe Meshiggler now. The thing is the shit. I'm just very disappointed with the way it's going.
I'm just
disappointed. Especially because I had such high hopes based upon the press conference and everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I'm still sort of optimistic about the show, but, I mean, you lose some of it looking at, like, a toy list like this, and it's just, you get the feeling like, oh, it's going to be more of the same.
Well, because, yeah. I mean, like, because last year's press conference, we went into it knowing, okay, Oz has Tato Batajador, Gotta Carry Ba, and we didn't have the names, but we knew... Well, we knew he had an all red and all yellow and all green and then a red, yellow, and green. And we were like, okay, that's fine. And then we get to the conference and they're like, oh, fuck, look at all these different colors mixed and mashed. And we panicked and screamed and cried, threw a fit.
We had some kind of weird discussion about how there's no way that can turn into a bike and it's got to be a trailer or something.
Yeah, like...
we look stupid. All right.
And, like, we went through this big old, like, rigmarole discussion and everything else. And only to, like, you know, and like we thought one thing, and then the conference totally blew our minds and made us hate ourselves. Then here we got these pictures all the way up through with Forze, and then the conference comes and they're like, okay, well, this doesn't look too bad, lols. Then we get this thing here for toy listing, and they're like, oh, shit, we're going to screw you and take your money. That's what we do. We're Bandai, lols. And then we're like, no.
Even if they're going to take our money, can't they do it differently? Like, I'm tired of one rider with a million forms. He's not Ben frickin' 10. This is ridiculous.
And, like, I liked the whole Birth-esque thing going on with him. Like, oh, his limbs change to various weapons. I'm like, okay, that's a cool take on things.
Yeah, I was enjoying that premise. And then, nope, got us screwed up with
and now stupidness. Apparently he not only does that, he has another form that does the same thing with different ones.
Stupid. I would have rather just seen him stay with his base form and just use a shit ton of different weapons.
Maybe like, you watch, like, he's gonna have, like, flame, what is it, what's the states? Electric states, and that's gonna have, like, an electrical outlet head or something instead of the little rocket ship, and we'll have lightning bolts all over him, and then, like, lightning-themed weapons, and then what was the other states? Like, flame states or whatever?
It was electric and flame.
I stopped listening to myself halfway through. Flame states are like a fire head or some shit, or like a sun, just a giant sun on his head, and like flames shooting everywhere and fire themed weapons. Like, it'll just be stupid. Here we go. I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. It'll be stupid. We hate this. It sucks. And next week, oh god, Forze is so amazing. It's so pretty. We're buying everything. I don't know how this works.
Honestly, at this point, it didn't take O's too much to win me over. But that's because most of my bitterness towards O's was the fact that it wasn't Double.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Cuts back to clip of Brian. You stupid little bitch! Stop not being Double.
But, I mean, at this point, it's going to take some really damn good-looking toys.
Like, I want to know what's
convince
the,
me.
I want to know what's the bare minimum I have to buy. Like, all I need to buy is just this belt?
Everything
this
but every
month?
The punching,
like,
bag. That's the bare minimum.
Like, do I just have to buy, like, Switch set every month on the belt? Because I can handle that. I mean, I won't like it because I have to, like, stalk AmiAmi. But I can handle that a lot more than buying, like...
You know the food droids are going to come with a Switch and the deluxe items are going to come with a Switch. You know that.
Finally, I didn't get hit.
Even if they're, like, a gimmick Switch, they're still going to come with a Switch.
Damn you to hell.
Even if it's a cell Switch, and not a core Switch.
I mean, I'm trying to avoid buying them if I can, but I probably won't. avoid it, that is.
I want to see what makes the food droids so special that they get to charge more.
Yeah, they're more expensive than the damn Candroids. Are they going to talk to me? Are they going to be actual food?
Make it less expensive, unless it's really good. Better be damn crab meat stuffed in that bag-a-meal or whatever it's called. Bag-a-meal.
Bag-o-meal.
Yeah.
It's a bag and a meal.
But I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm reserving final judgments until...
No, I reserve final judgment until Brian dies of popcorn overdose.
Okay.
That was a fun way to end a segment, wasn't it?
Very fun.
That was fun.
Bitty, bitty fun.
Very, very exercise.
Right, Gnocchi? You can move your fat bar freely.
Foosball?
Yes. Playing foosball just like Casey and Lily. No ball.
No balls.
Wait a minute. That was Rose and Mac.
I was going to say, wait, what?
I'm sorry.
This is what happens when you're on PR overdose for
this
the past.
This is what happens when they wear the same colors. I just see walking shirts now.
Oh god, I'm dying.
It's right.
It's what?
Press the button.
Super Hero Time! Go Kaija! Azimaru! Kamen Rider!
Yay!
It's what? That was professional.
So we're on the Gokaigers, episode number 20? Yes, 20.
Let's go with that.
I can't remember the number for some reason. So we just got that cool gold mode and an anchor key and stuff. And that was fun. But now we're moving along. And what's his name? Navi. Navi, the bird, right? Bird. He tells us that we have to go find the secret forest. I guess we're going to find Thumbelina. But apparently, Guy says, no, not Thumbelina, stupid. Ginga Man. And they're like, Ginger Man? He's like, no, pronounce it properly, stupid. And they're like, I'm sorry. And he pulls out one of those board books that they publish and tells you all about the Ginga Man. And so like, okay, we know where this forest is. He's like, no. They're like, fuck. So they're just walking around in circles because they don't realize they're walking around in circles at first. And then all of a sudden, a guy comes crashing through some kind of barrier. And then Basco comes out with his monkey. And they're like, hey, who's this guy? And they tell him who Basco is. And then they look over at the guy on the ground and they're like, Japanese Mike! They're like, huh? They're like, he's the Black Knight, Kurokishi, bold black guy. He fought with the Ginger Men. And they fought space pirates. And Don's brought them donuts to make friends.
And Marvelous ate one.
Yeah. Because that's how you make friends with Ginger Men, is you bring them donuts.
So if he's the Black Knight, it's Martin Lawrence?
No, it's Will Ferrell. And... Guy is all like excited faces, like, can I get your autograph? Oh my god, sign the book, sign the fucking book.
Can and they're you, like, print up a picture of your double driver and then write Gokai Silver next to it? It'd be like an autograph.
And they're like, not now, stupid. We have to fight this guy. And he's like, oh right, sorry. And Basco pulls out keys for Deca Master, Wolzard Fire, and Magi Mother, and summons them. And they're like, oh, fuck, he's got more. Run! So Guy takes Japanese Mike away, and the other five are all like, we got this, bitches. And... Marvelous takes on the monkey while the other four handle these three. They get pwned. Just saying. Although Marvelous shot the monkey in the face without looking. Because he suddenly realizes Basco's gone.
He's a badass.
I know, right? And the monkey just falls off the tree. He's like, fuck this damn monkey. And walks away. And then Guy's chilling with Japanese Mike. And he's like, oh, I'm such a big fan. I love you. I want to be just like you. I'm Gokai Silver. I just joined the team. I'm so excited. And he's like, hey. He's like, hey, how about you?
I know.
You're Gokai.
Oh, God. What? I'm sorry. Don't attack me with the bubble, please.
And he's like, hey, you give me Gokai Cellular, I'll be Gokai Silver, and we'll be a happy face. And then Guy has this big, long inner monologue back and forth, like a little bitch. Like, should I do it? Should I not do it? He'll be all cool face, but I don't know. I want to be Gokai Silver, blah, 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 blah. I'm a homo.
Mike's just like, what is this guy doing?
And then some guy who we find out is Ginger Red pulls the other four Gokaigers out of the water they got fallen into. So now Milfy's all wet and we're like, yay. And they're like, all right, let's go find whomever we're looking for. And Don gives Ginger Red the donuts and is like, here, have these. Thank you. Okay, thanks. Bye. And they leave. And he's like, those crazy kids. And
kids say the darndest things.
I know, right? And Basco shows up and is like, hey, give me the Ginger Man's power. And he's like, and Japanese Mike's like, no, you. And he's like, okay. And pulls out his trumpet and just sucks it out of him, which is just...
Why don't we have sound effects for the trumpet? I demand somebody buy a trumpet. It was worth a giggle.
And so he sucks on Japanese Mike and gets his Ginger Man power. And then Marvel shows up like, hey, stop that, fool. And so he's like, oh, yeah, take this. Summons Black Knight. Like, oh, fuck. So now Marvel has to fight Black Knight. And then the other three come in, and he just gets pwned. But he's like, it's okay, I'm de-untransformed. I'll keep fighting because I want the ultimate treasure. And I'm going to be stupid to give up my dream. And that's when Guy's like, oh, that's right. My dream is to be Gokai Slivers.
Gokai Sliver.
Exactly. And then... meanwhile, Japanese Mike snuck away to go grab the cellular, and Guy's like, no, it's mine. You can't have it. I'm Gokai Silver, not you. Sorry.
Sorry.
Like, that's what I've been wanting to hear. You're such a cool guy. And he's like, what? Like, I can't let just anyone protect the planet. God. So,
Captain Planet guy's not doing a very good job.
I know, right? So the other four
show up. Plus, Master is sure about his decisions.
Right. So yeah. they all show up and are like,
Gokai-ya!
Oh, I always forget. I'm like, why is there a car?
What?
I didn't think the Go Underground power came out yet.
So they're fighting. Silver's taking on Bull Black while the other three take on... The other five take on the other three extras, guys. And these five turn into...
Ginger Man!
And we get the Ginger Man transformation and then the instrumental in the background music... Oh, not background, the theme music in the background. And so they're fighting. They take those guys out. Gokai Silver goes all... Let's get it right this time.
And then he goes,
fine, wave! And beats him up. The Bull Black key goes to Japanese Mike. And then they're like, ooh, look, we get these three keys too, right? And the monkey jumps off and goes, no, mine! And takes them. And they're like, hey, we won those fair and square. And then Basco's like, oh, yeah, well, I guess you can have Ginger Man powers, but I'll get the rest, lols. And then he releases a moon droid or something. I think it's some kind of food droid. I don't know. releases it from inside the monkey. And they're like, oh, crap. So they summon Gokai-yo and Goju Rex. And then they make Shinken Gokai-yo and Goju Jin. And they fight for a little bit till they get bored.
Then they kill him.
Then they kill him. Well, yeah, that's what I said. They get fight for a bit, they get bored and they kill him. And then Japanese mics like, here, Grand Power of the Gokaigers, and I want you to have this too, Gokai Silver Guy. And he gives him his key. And he's like, you should have all the Sentai powers in one place. And we're like, okay. And they leave. And then Yengar Ray comes up and is like, God damn it, who would have thought the next Sentai would be space pirates? And they're like, bitter much? So he's got a chip on his shoulder. And then there was Sentinel
Just
Knight.
Just like Sky.
So he's like, but it's okay if you like them, big brother, lols, even though I look older than you. And then it ends.
Then it ends.
It was a fun episode. Cool to have both of those Ginger Man guys back and seeing the extra Ranger guys fighting and how they totally pwned the Gokaigers was pretty hilarious. But yeah, that was fun. And then the fact that they got the Bull Black key now, so I'm wondering how that's going to get used.
Yeah, that should be interesting. I want to see a female version. I want to see a kid use it and turn into his son.
Or his brother, depending on which version you're watching.
I was watching the... Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. My sentence died.
It was his brother and Ginger Man.
It was his son and non-Ginger Man. Back when his hair didn't move.
And what else? I mean, it was just a fun episode. I enjoyed it. Anyone who gives it crap needs to go die in a hole. They had the transformation and Marvelous shot fire out of his hand, and we had the theme song, which is a pretty cool theme song.
Yeah, Let's Go Kaiju. Yeah, that's at every episode.
I meant the Ginger Man theme song, but thanks for playing.
That's not as cool. They should have played Power Rangers, Lost Galaxy. It's much more epic. And it was just silence. God, it's a tough room lately.
Trying not to hit you. But you can go ahead and talk now, Brian, because Dawson's opinions don't matter.
Okay. Like, I'm happy that they got the Black Knight or Bull Black or whatever. What is his name actually?
Martin Lawrence Key.
His name is both. He's like Black Knight Crazy's Bull Black Kurokishi.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that they have that key now. It'll be interesting to see whether a guy gets to use it or not. Like, he gave it to him, but it's not on his phone, so...
Yeah.
I guess technically he can summon anyone he wants because that's how the chest works. So
yeah, because I was thinking about that last episode. I'm like, so can he turn into anybody or what's going on? Please assist. Where's the manual? Like, I want to know. Because all the five Gokaigers can turn into anyone they want. They can turn into like Heat Blast if they want.
Okay, so apparently his name is Black Knight. Bull Black is the original one.
Oh, okay. Is he a Wiccan?
So the original was called Kurokishi Bull Black. This guy is Hayuga, a.k.a. Japanese Mike, who was also Ninja Red. So we had Ninja Red in this episode, folks.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
what
it said. That's why they didn't make his key, because he just picked which character he wanted to be. He's like,
and he was in Ghost Ranger.
Was he? Who was he? He was Alta. He just put his aging cream on.
he was in episode 19. It was that episode with the couple. It was Ninja Red, Ninja White were there. So that's interesting, though. We had like a double whammy there.
No
I guess
whammy,
you could say
no whammy,
since
no
he
whammy,
was
stop.
Since he played two different Sentai people.
Anyway, I thought it was a pretty decent episode. It wasn't a great Ginga Man tribute, really, but. It was a good cameo, and it was a pretty good Gokaiger episode in general. Like, I thought the action was well choreographed, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good episode. Like, I think Kevin's seen some of it, but I don't think we're really ones to judge about how good of a tribute episode it was, because we haven't seen it,
yeah.
So we don't know.
It
but
just gave
I,
off the vibe of a mad tribute.
But it's better than every single DK tribute episode.
Oh,
so, like,
so
people, I don't know if people are bitching, because there's actual people in it. I'm pretty sure the people they got for DK were robots.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good episode. And like, I like the fact that they put some focus on... They don't just put focus on the tribute, but they put focus on Guy to like further develop him in a way.
Yeah.
And that each of these tributes isn't just focused on, okay, we brought back the red, let's focus on... like they got the Black Knight in this one, Just like they had Doogie and the Decker Ranger one, and they were more of the focus than the fact that they got Decker Red or Gengar Red.
Also, it's cool that their grand power is Black Knight, because that's just like Galaxy. The only good thing about it. It's Magna Defender and his son, yeah. Maggie. I forgot his real name.
No idea what's going on there, but that was cool. So.
Now, a moment of silence for Bull Black's son or brother. That's a freaky relationship. We're not really sure how that works. Some kind of soap opera shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some of that West Virginia incest.
Speaking of soap opera shit, do we want to find out who the real Ankh is?
I can't say Kentucky because that's where Matt lives, so I have to.
I want to know.
I want to know. I want to know what love is.
Oh. Okay, it's time for O's. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay. So we open with Ankhlet realizing that he's missing a medal because half of his face is still purple, but he's glad there's not another Ankh running around town who stole his life, and no one noticed it. Someone will get that. Anyway, so Hina realizes she has a medal in her hand, or not Hina realizes that. Ankhlet realizes Hina has a medal because it starts making the metal noise. So Edgy and Hina start running, and Edgy has to go Epic Barney to fend off Ankhlet, but Ankhlet has to flee because his arm is not fully attached yet because he didn't sew it on right, so he's got to get out of there. So they go back to the restaurant. They're met with Shingles. And Shingles reveals that he's been watching the whole time, which is really creepy. And so he knows what's going on, and he wants to join Edgy's fight against the Greeds and join the Metal Wars or whatever. And so then we cut to Dr. Maki, and he has a pair of really badass umbrellas, one for him, one for the doll. It's pretty badass. And he talks to Ankhlet about how the old Ankh is the real Ankh, and he needs to accept that it'll take a while. And Ankhlet's like, shut up! And then that scene ends. So, Edgy is having dinner with Hina and Shingles, and he's watching them be all happy, and he's being polite about Hina's food sucking. I'm pretty sure it was bad. And he was thinking to himself how he needs to let them go and not be a part of this metal war because it's just putting them in danger and how they should be happy. So, Edgy intends to go alone to save Ankh and say goodbye to his friends, and he leaves a note at the restaurant. And so he starts walking the path of heaven on the bridge, and then Brodo shows up because he's awesome and he has a cool wrist thing. So then they go off to fight, and Edgy goes Tatsuba, and Broto goes Birth. And so they start fighting, and Edgy tries to switch metals, and he discovers that he's stupid and doesn't know how to use combos, and he drops them. And then Broto just shows up, and he's like, bitch, get out the way, and he just scoots the yummy off the field. And he's like, go get Ankh. And then so Edgy goes to get Ankh, and he runs into Dr. Maki, and he's like, you need to give up on Ankh. He never really loved you, and we have to decide which one of us will be Barney. And then Edgy screams, and then it ends. And then there's silence.
That was a wonderful minute and a half summary.
It was. There wasn't much more to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was a good episode. Like,
it's over already?
Yeah. So, do you want me to go back? and go over? Do you want me to tell what happened last week? The whole point of this was to make it quicker.
I read like two posts and it was done.
Sorry. Anyway, I thought it was...
I won.
But in some circles, I won.
I always win.
Brian's got the shortest summary. 0 seconds. Anyway. So, I thought it was a good episode.
I
want
to know what love is.
Like, yeah, exactly. Me too. That's what Ankh wants to know. Like, it was kind of cool seeing Shingles back and him wanting to try to help Edgy. That is one part I did leave out, was that part where they were training. They were doing special training, and he was like showing off
a bunch of different combos.
He's like, all right, look, we got this set coming out of all the O's combos. You get an autograph from Cake Boss. Sales are kind of slow. If we show off some of these in the show, then we might sell this. So that was pretty funny, and seeing like there, I guess there's a technique to throwing medals. I never knew that. But it was...
To make them all go at one spot instead of every which direction.
And he's like, oh! He just goes around the field looking for him. And, like, it was funny to see that, like, Shingles knew, like, Ankh's technique from watching him of picking medals for strategy, and then Edgy didn't know how, which I guess Ankh really is needed. I was always bitching about that whole concept that Edgy couldn't hold on to the medals, but I guess there's a reason for it. Edgy's stupid.
Stupid.
And then,
well, I like how they started popping up the combo names, like Ra-U-Ba, whatever. So we all know what to call them.
I still think Edgy should get top to bottom medals to carry around, but I think Ankh should handle the combos. There's nothing else for us really to say other than it was a pretty good episode.
And he used Puto Tira.
He did. I also like, I should have to say, like when we talked about how Puto Tira be used, I like they kind of have the idea that I had about having it be really powerful and him just being able to control for short periods of time instead of him just going berserk constantly, which is nice.
Yeah. So, I like how he hasn't been spamming it like certain other people, Kiba. And,
Emperor form was Kiba's true form.
Doesn't matter. He fucking spammed it. That's all he ever used. He stopped using the other things. He didn't have any weapons.
That's true.
Good old Basha fever. Oh, wait.
It's like you have Kenji Matsuda. Use him. Brian used to when he had him.
Squeaky. So anyway,
now that you're done with that kernel of popcorn. Oh, I did find out a few days ago that peanuts are a bean. So
they
that
are.
Means that when we eat peanut butter, we're all eating bean paste.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that they were beans?
No, they're called peanuts. They've deceived us all.
They're not nuts, you fool.
Where am I going to learn that, peanut class?
Thought everyone knew that.
No.
It's like basic peanut knowledge.
Sorry, I'll take peanuts 101 later. I guess it'd be kind of weird, peen mean. I think that was the name of that professor in Richie Rich. Anyway.
Stupid.
I really enjoyed the episode. Like, it was an improvement over last week's, in my opinion. It was just fun trying to see Shingles help and then, like, just fail miserably. But,
I like seeing Chiyoko's black eye.
I forgot why she got that for a second. I was like, who did that? Did Ankh do that? Did Shingles secretly a woman beater? You see the Shingo close the door, and Edgy's like, I should keep them out of danger. He just closes the door. He's like, bitch, you let that guy take over my body for months?
I love how she's like, Ankh-chan, what's with your clothes? And he's like, oh, hi, I'm Shingles, Hina's brother. She's like, what?
Hi, I'm Shingles. It's funny because I can picture his, like, derpy smile face and then him saying that. Hi, I'm Shingles. Nice to meet you at a reunion. Hi, my name is Shingles.
Watashiwa Shingles desu.
He looks so different without, like, the hair and the eye makeup.
Ultimate makeup.
Ultimato.
And then she's like, this is awkward. Usually you're a complete douchebag to me.
But then he's like, I need that douchebag.
I like how they both miss Ankh too. Like, she goes like, hey, I'm back. They're like, Ankh, we need to get him back. He's like, okay.
She goes like, he threw over my body for the past 9 months. What the fuck?
Honestly.
He's finally gone. You want him back now?
Like, I really want to see, like, Ankh win and then be in the greed body.
I think this is gonna turn out like a, Lunar Wolf and Zenaku type situation.
Where they're fighting each other in the inside, like a little mind sequence. It's just like a red, like, shade in the background with feathers falling, and they're just fighting.
Actually, I meant more like the end of the show.
Where he's like. What would that be like? Ankh, like, walking away and a little kid follows him?
No. Like, where, like, Ankh just, like, stays with Shingles and Hina.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant the two Ankhs, like, fighting each other, because he was,
talking
about how he wanted Ankh to take over the body.
No.
The whole concept doesn't make sense to me.
Because it's setting up for Maki to turn into a greed and be, like, the final boss. And... So, the way I see it, it's probably going to end up where the other greeds are going to go, oh, fuck. And they're going to team up with Edgy, and it's going to end up where he puts them all away with their 10 medals, but then he leaves out Ankh because they're BFF Facebook friends, and then he ends up, like, going off with Shingles and Hina-chan, and they're all three BFF Facebook friends in an apartment together, and they have threesomes.
Okay.
It makes little Ankh and Hina babies.
The whole concept is still weird to me. Like, Ankh is the brain. How did the meatbag grow its own brain? I want to know how the anatomy of anybody, even humans in the O's universe, works, where you just reach into their stomach and there's just jelly. and metals just float around in there. Like, every time we see an edgy, it's just purple jelly, and they're just metals. Oh, I like how there's also a scene with Cake Boss where he's like, don't forget that he's got those metals in him. They could be dangerous. We kind of forgot to emphasize that the last 10 episodes or so.
Yeah. Because they're watching this and they're like, okay, well, Ankh's gone, so this should be K, right? And he's like, there are those metals in him. They're probably bad. Just saying.
I mean, okay, all he does is just pop them out of his belly button and go, so.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we forgot about those.
No sense.
I want to know what love is.
I like how Ankh slid the metal holder under the table. I mean, what was little Ankh going to do? Suck up the metal holder?
That would have been funny. Like, he just got, like, a giant bulge in his neck, like, oh, God, fuck. What did I absorb? He probably would have picked him up afterwards. I don't know.
But you have to figure that when he was on the ground like that, no one else was in the room.
What? I mean,
so he wasn't sure if someone was going to come in, because you figure... I guess he figured, well, if he sucks me up, this guy's going to be all dead face on the floor. He can just grab these medals and run.
I guess. That makes sense.
But he's got to learn the proper metal throwing technique. That's really funny. I would have loved to have seen that in battle, except the medals probably would have gotten stolen. I thought Edgy was stolen
during the fight. Like,
so did I. Edgy dropped him all, got dirt all over him. It was a disgrace.
I was like, you're going to mess up the diecast, asshole. This is why you use Gashapon instead of the Deluxe. You put those in your case and you leave them set on the side so they don't get messed up.
That's what Maki talked to him about at the end. He's like, look, I have the Deluxe cores in me. You just have candy toys. This just give me them.
We'll be done. You don't even have diecast. Just give me that crap. It'll all be fine. Oh, God. That was stupid. Mm-hmm.
Most things in the cast are.
Most things in Brian are.
I made it sound like we all live in, like, a cast or someone's leg. Or not, if you don't think weird like that.
I don't, because I'm not stupid.
It's time for retrospective Ranger Rambles. This time,
yay! Here comes the Power Overdrive. Rangers Jungle
Fury. Overdrive was okay. And you slept through half of it, so you got off easy. Anyway, so the story of Jungle Fury starts way back 10,000 years ago, back when everything went down. When apparently a city was ruled by demons, Rita had her period, the mystic battle went on. Everything went down 10,000 years ago on the same day. So Daishi got sealed, and now in present day they're trying to select a team to guard the box. So the winners are Lily, Theo... I said that right. I thought I said Lilith. I don't know. Anyway, Lily, Theo, and Jared. There we go. And, of course, Jared doesn't get selected because he's abusing the already enslaved cubs. Instead,
but it can only be Jared.
Exactly. But instead, they pick Casey because he likes to growl at people. So after he picks them, Jared throws a BF, and he, like, knocks over Mao in this highly secure box, unleashes Daishi. And so now the Rangers have to go find their new master. And they find RJ, the awesome pizza parlor guy. And so he... tells him he's locked into the morphing grid, and he gives them awesome sunglasses to become Power Rangers. And meanwhile, Daishi takes over Jared, who's just running away in the forest with a backpack. So they become the Rangers, and Jared is Daishi, and everything's all set up. And so Jared now needs to get stronger, so he starts awakening the Sky Overlord and then the Sea Overlord to start special training. And so the Rangers also train with the Elephant, Bat, and Shark Masters to get stronger, and they each get new Zords. So after Jared Shee gets stronger, he totally kicks the shit out of the Rangers and steals RJ because he wants to fight him in the ring. And so the Rangers have to go
da
into
Wing?
The spirit... Da Wing. He wants to fight him in Da Wing with Fulcrum. And then so the Rangers have to go to the spirit realm to face their worst fears, a monster in the closet, spiders, and karaoke. And so after that, they're now so powerful they have Jungle Master mode. And so they go back and they kick Jared Shee's ass and take RJ back. But due to complications from RJ's fight with Jared, his wolf spirit starts going crazy and he eats meat burgers. I guess all burgers are meat burgers, unless you get a veggie burger, which I got that today. Anyway, fine. It's a tough crowd. Fuck. Anyway.
I'm doing that on purpose at this point.
Okay. So RJ manages to get his spirit under control by holding Fran's hand, and then he joins the team as the Jungle Fury Wolf Ranger, making everything badass. And then after that, Neil Patrick Harris impersonator rolls into town and joins the team as the Rhino Ranger. He was sent off by Master Mao a long time ago to find his purpose, and his purpose is now to be a ranger. So after that, he finds his true purpose, which is to get a dagger out from a greasy fast food place and get the Rhino Steel Zord, which he renames about 8 different times during the course of the show. So during that struggle, the 3 overlords are destroyed, except for 2 of them. Angelica is not destroyed. She reawakes the Phantom Beasts, who end up destroying her because she is a hoe bitch. The Phantom Beasts want Jared to be their king, but he refuses until they can prove themselves. So in order to prove themselves, they kidnap the 3 masters, which make the Spirit Rangers. And at some point, RJ's dad ends up getting destroyed due to him, but he comes back due to something that happened earlier in the episode, and they end up freeing the masters, and then they get the Spirit Rangers as part of their arsenal, and they can summon them, and it's really weird and confusing. And so after that, Jared finally becomes their Phantom Beast King, and he's all, like, ultra-powerful and stuff. And so he sends Weiger after Casey, and it ends up not working, and he's just doing a bunch of crazy shit. So General Scorch thinks that Jared's human side is out of control because of his human feelings for Camille, so he tries to get rid of her. But when that happens, Jared saves her. So Casey sees the human side in Jared. He's like, he went to Jared? And then that's the episode title, and no one's laughing? Lols?
Lols.
Well, that was, like, perfectly in sync. It was kind of scary. So Casey goes back to tell everyone that he thinks Jared's still good, and nobody believes him, but he sticks to his convictions and manages to defeat Jared in battle, and they destroy the villain base this time because the pizza parlor was too cool to destroy. So he frees Jared, and then Jared goes all emo for a while and leaves, and then the Rangers defeat all the previous warriors that they just destroyed, including Scorch, who was destroyed literally 4 seconds ago. But Jared comes back just in time to weaken Daishi as a dragon, and the 3 Rangers destroy him forever. And then in the end, Casey becomes a leader, or a leader, an instructor at the Paishua school, even teaching Jared and Camille. Theo and Lily apparently still work at the place and are now hooking up, even though Theo's really short. And fake NPH goes off with Fran, and RJ just sticks around to be awesome with Flit, and then it ends. And then there's complete silence.
Hooray, right, so the show ended and Dawson's still alive.
Story time.
All right, so I really, really liked Jungle Fury's story. They took a lot of cues from Geki Ranger.
I like how they just translated Genjuo and said, we're going to turn, instead of saying we want to turn you into the Genjuo, they said, we're turning you into the Phantom Beast King.
With Rinzen power.
Zokaro!
Oh, God. I wanted to kill a baby when I heard that. It was ridiculous. Every time something happened.
I hated that the first time around. I'm glad I'd have to watch it again. Zokaro!
That was ridiculous. And then Jared spent like 15 episodes trying to get it. The next episode, he's like, ah, fuck that shit. Rinzen's new shit. Like, Rinzen? That sounds like a cleaner. Rinzen your dishes.
Whoa.
So clever. Okay.
But
they're like, good.
They took a lot of cues from Geki, but they didn't, like, follow it verbatim.
You know, like,
Head Wigger.
Especially near the end, like, it's kind of something I don't think we've mentioned, the fault of the fact that they only have half the footage when they start, so they don't really know exactly where they can go. So, like, near the end, it felt more like its own story. I mean, it did the whole time, but it just felt more separate near the end. Mm-hmm. Like, they did a good job of taking, like I said, the outline of it, and they changed a bunch of things, so it felt really different. There was definitely some confusing portions, like Jared, which we'll go over in his character. The fact that the war took place 10,000 years ago, but the Masters, I can see them all still being alive except for Master Mao. But because, like, usually ancient figures like that are alive, but when was RJ conceived and is RJ 5,000 years old? How does that work? That's what I want to know.
They didn't explain that too well, but it was...
Like, it was a different Master Finn.
That would be stupid.
Well, but they all say they remember the war.
Then fuck, I don't know.
Shenanigans.
Brandon.
I liked Jungle Fury. It was fun. It was cool, though. I like... They just did a lot of cool story things, like making Finn RJ's dad.
Yeah, that
and
was cool. I like
making a story with that.
The way that they handled the Masters in Jungle Fury.
Yeah, like, I mean, an actual human.
They handled so many things differently. They came up with a different reason why Red Ranger had to learn a bunch of stuff and couldn't be all cool at the beginning. They had a different way of a way of handling the whole art purple and werewolf, a different way of handling furry masters. They changed up the whole entire Genju arc from Geki into something totally different.
Yeah.
And
the whole time I was watching that, I kept expecting, like, because of the nature of Geki, like, of Sir Scorch and Snapperfish, or whatever the fuck his name is, to be conspiring against him, but they never really tried to betray Daishi. If anything, they were trying to help him, which I thought was really weird, considering they made a big deal about the fact that the Phantom Beast betrayed them.
Yeah, like, they did so many different things, and then adding the whole story with the Spirit Rangers and everything, even though that didn't entirely get handled the best way.
Yeah.
There was also the writer's strike at this time, so
yeah, that happened.
That probably didn't help either, between episode count, writer's strike, and all the other things that conspired against it. But all that considered, it still ended up pretty well. It's pretty good. So that,
like, basically, if it just had some more episodes or a little more time, or decided to put more time into explaining things, it would have been even better. But I still thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
If you kind of forget about some of the things in your head that don't make sense, it's really a good story they put together. And
yeah,
like,
and
go ahead.
Well, this is especially coming from three people who absolutely, like, adore Geki Ranger.
Yeah. The whole base story felt different, because the whole, like, even in the theme song of Geki, it talks about how they're two opposing schools, but this one was like, they gave him one giant evil that the school was created to, like, stop, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Beast War of the past was kind of different. Like, they basically had three factions, which was Paishua, Daishi, and then the Phantom Beast were a whole separate faction that broke off, which was interesting. And it was cool the way they... I guess that'll be for villains, but I was going to say it was cool the way that there was supposed to be more Phantom Beasts, but they actually stopped them from coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I watched it, I'm like, who am I forgetting? Who was in that box? I was trying to think of something else I was going to say about the story.
Plus, Cat was one of the masters. That was awesome. So was Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. That guy was like a freaking nutcase. Like, especially in the final battle when he came back, which I totally forgot those three did. Like, he's all like, he's like beating his chest and like throwing boxes around and like starting to hump the monsters to kill them. I'm like, this guy is crazy. Like, he was one of the. He did the best job of like taking the gorilla into his style.
Yeah.
Like, he was a crazy mofo.
Because the thing about it, like, for me, when I watched it, I'd already seen Geki. It was the first time I'd already seen the Sentai first. And I remember, like, I loved so many things about Geki. Like, I loved the fairy masters in Geki. And then, like, I was like, they came back. I'm like, how are they going to do that? They can do, like, a doggy type thing where they just change the suit. And they're like, nope, human masters. And then I got all mad at first. But then I was like, these guys are pretty cool. I like this.
Particularly Finn.
I was going to say Swoop.
Swoop's the badass thing ever.
Like...
He's all blind and shit, and he's all like, I'm awesome.
Yeah, he is pretty badass.
And
he stepped out of the
fly.
Matrix.
Like, the whole Masters thing, like, I actually ended up enjoying a lot more than I expected to when I saw they weren't furry. And
like, see, that was a good positive for me, because whenever I see something that's not the same, I get happy.
Yeah. Well, like, not that I didn't like it that it wasn't the same, it was just like... I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, not that I want them to copy stuff, but...
It did seem funny, though, that, like, the Gorilla Master's like, alright, super animal form, and it's like a Hawaiian shirt and glasses. That was funny. Like, inside, he's a softy. There was a couple things that I wanted to touch on in the story, which, first of all, was the Ghost of a Chance and how bad that was handled.
That was handled pretty bad. That was, like, my major dislike about Jungle Fever.
Yeah,
That was the worst thing. Like,
that's
coming
the
off,
stupidest way of getting a power up ever.
Like, coming off Dark Wish and PR, like, as the last major power up quest was epic. And then watching Geki, like, that was my first. I watched the Sentai first too. There was such a more of an emphasis on them getting Ka Geki that this felt so meaningless. And then between that and Dark Wish, it just made it really bad. Like, even if I hadn't seen those, it was really weak. Like, it's just like the idea was good. Of them going to the spirit realm to train with these guys, it would have been nice if they kept the fear thing if they wanted to. After they faced their fears, they were worthy to train and then trained longer. Although they did mention something about they should have stayed and trained, but they needed to get back.
It would have been nice. It's one of those things that actually would have been nice if they would have kept it a little closer to Geki, because
they kept
part
the
of
Masters alive.
No,
gone to see him.
Well, no, no. What I was going for more was with Kageki to do that. They had to train up their part of the triangle that was the weakest.
Oh yeah, that's what I liked about it. Wasn't it?
Right. So if they had just taken where they had to do something like train up something that or just I don't know do something that they weren't good at, as opposed to I'm scared of monsters in my closet.
But like the whole thing, which was something else, which is kind of tying to this, is one of the things I wanted to talk about, was the whole master thing was confusing to me. Like, because what the emphasis they put on at the beginning of the episode was that they wanted to be the masters of their animal spirit, and like calling it jungle master mode, but then they're not mastered until episode 30. Like if you kind of wish it was longer, they structured it more so that halfway through they became masters and then got that mode, it would have made more sense. It's to call it jungle almost master mode. Like, that's what was confusing
jungle
to me.
Almost there mode.
And, like, why are 16-year-olds masters already? Like, it didn't, like, I don't know. I liked the name of it. It just didn't make sense. And the whole thing was just poorly done.
Yeah, well, I think part of that was just a naming issue. Like, the name was cool, but they
didn't
think
ahead. But it's all okay,
ahead.
Because now they have Dominic's rhino power. Like, that can solve everything.
Forgot we had Dominic's rhino power.
Like, and then they're like, yeah! Like, are you guys retarded?
And they're like,
even
yup.
RJ was saying, yeah. The only good thing about those set of episodes was the setup for RJ's arc, which is pretty well done. Like, they set that all up.
I think the entire, like, ending portion of that show was really well done.
It was. Like, mm-hmm. It was basically just Ghost of a Chance that I have problems with. Yeah. And then just the various confusing things, which we'll get to with certain characters. But it's like most of that can easily be explained away if the writer's strike wasn't there or they had more time. But there's a post in the Disney versus Saban thread about how people said 32 episodes was really good with pacing, which I really agree with. I think maybe 38 to 40 would be absolutely perfect. Like, because SPD didn't feel to have too many pacing problems to me.
No, SPD had a lot fewer things to focus on.
Yeah.
So it paced itself really well.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Jungle Fury and Mystic Force and stuff had a lot of things that they needed to explain.
Yeah.
So everything just felt kind of rushed.
Yeah, it felt kind of rushed, but, like, I liked it more because, like, when you're watching the Saban season, there's, like, great gaps of filler, which can be really, like, boring. And it's nice to see that almost every episode mattered. So if they had just a little bit more cushioning, it would have been perfect. Because, like, you're progressing the story without having those dumb episodes where they're like, oh, God, this guy's turning everyone into fish or something. This is stupid. Why are we
even
doing this?
Even if it would have been like 34 or 35, I mean, I'd say 38 or 40, but like 34, 35, just something to give it a little bit extra so they can map out a couple more plot points to where it was not so, like, confusing.
Yeah.
35 sounds reasonable to me.
Because it was really nice watching those, because everything, like, even on the episodes where they had sort of a filler, there was always something in it that mattered later. Because I always had to be doing something. Anyway, are we all done with story?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Quite enjoy it.
I quite enjoyed that story.
So, characters. I'm guessing who's first on the Wikipedia? Casey?
Yeah, Casey.
John Casey?
Yes.
He's America.
John Casey, his real name is Alex. And, oh, okay.
He's Alex Coburn, and he's America.
He has a daughter, and he should totally play the adult version of Sam Witwicky in Transformers 4. None of this Jason Statham crap.
But then they still have the flashback to Shia LaBeouf going, Optimus!
He has to be in every movie. Anyway. Casey wasn't really that bad. I think he gets a lot more flack than he deserves.
Casey had a lot of development that got killed at the very end of the show.
Well, he necessarily had to, have development because he started out as, like, knowing crap.
How so what?
How so did he get killed at the end?
Like, I just don't like the fact that, like, he didn't know what to do to get his master stripes.
Yeah, was definitely bad.
Turbo copy them, huh? Went through all this development and growth of developing your own person, and then you decide to copy them because they got their master stripes and you didn't.
That really made no sense, just because they all three had their distinct style for the past 29 episodes, and then all of a sudden Casey doesn't know what to do. And the fact that he leads them, it didn't make sense that he was looking to them for guidance.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was just more of a case of bad writing.
Oh, I mean, it was definitely bad writing.
I understand why he was bitching about it.
I don't really blame Casey or Jason Smith for the problems that I have with the character. It was just that sloppy writing there at the end that threw me for a loop.
Yeah, but it was just really that one episode. Like, that really bothered me, too. I'm like, this makes no sense based off everything we've seen.
Yeah.
Because the fact that they let a cub leave. Although, I remember it being more of a big deal in my head that the rookie led that much. But it seemed like he caught up really fast. Like, I felt like there was this emphasis on the fact that he worked really hard to catch up to their level. Mm-hmm. And by the Ghost of a Chance arc, he was pretty much caught up to their level, which... So it didn't feel as awkward. I still think when RJ came in that he should have taken over as leader because it makes more sense. Mm. But, you know, Red Ranger's always leader.
Red Ranger.
Well, but, I was just going to say, I mean, I liked Casey. I didn't see a problem with him. He was a little bit whiny kind of in the beginning, if I remember right. What I didn't like, kind of what Brian says, like, he has all this development, he becomes, like, all cool guy, badass, and at the end he's like, I want to be a master, and you're like, come on now, don't resort to that. Don't do it. I would have been mad, too, though. I would have been mad, but I wouldn't have thrown a little bitch fit. Like, I want to be a master. I want to be, make me a master, RJ. Like, okay, you need to calm down.
By throwing a bitch fit, he means he ran in the woods with a hoodie closed, so he kind of looked like a serial murderer. Like, seriously, it did kind of look like he was running from the scene of a rape. But yeah, he did get a lot of good development. Like, I thought his character really grew well, and by the end, it did a good job of kind of, like, storybook closing everything, and everything kind of came full circle. And I thought the actor did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of liked how he was a teacher at the end, and I just thought it was ironic that he is now teaching Jared.
Yeah, that was funny.
Give me my towel. No.
Like, that was, the Cubs are honestly slaves. Why are they drinking out of wooden cups? I don't know.
They're like D-Squad on SPD. D-Squad. Like, get me my towel.
Go do my wash.
Red Ranger.
There was that one arc where he revealed he had like a kung fu class with that one kid that had the tiger spirit.
Yes.
I didn't realize it until after I watched the end, but that whole thing where that kid was getting picked on, that was kind of trying to mirror his relationship with Jared. Which I didn't think about.
Oh, I didn't think about that at all.
No, I didn't think about that until I saw it. And honestly, when I first saw it, I thought if the kid was shorter, they were going to use the kid Geki red suit. Because Casey, like, had problems morphing, and that kid had the tiger spirit, so I thought for some reason he was going to take over for a second. I don't know why.
Hilarious.
It would have been.
Oh, that'd be funny.
But yeah, I enjoyed him. I think he gets a lot more flack than he deserves.
Yeah, he does.
The whole season in general does.
I think it's just because Geki was such a good season.
Yeah.
That a lot of people grade it harsher.
Yeah.
And just because...
And they came after Overdrive.
Yeah. People were still really bitter about Overdrive.
I see a lot of posts, stay away from Overdrive, and then Jungle Fury, man. That shit was horrible. I'm like,
I think part of it also is that it's right around the time... You won. I won again.
No, it's not till the end.
I wanted to see if there were toy picks, and that's what happened.
A filthy liar. Damn you,
automatic
Bob.
The banner said it's not a joke. I'm the 100,000th visitor to HJU.
For the eighth time.
What was I going to say?
Talking about why it was so harsh on it? Why this?
Oh, right. Because there's also, like, right around that... Geki Ranger, right around that time was when a lot of people... started coming into the fandom, and then they started like, oh, Jungle Fury, and then like, oh shit, it's terrible. It's like, well, when your first show was Geki Ranger and you have that love of it, and then you see it get changed, a lot of people get mad. I don't know, people it's kind of like with Samurai. They get mad because Samurai copies everything from Shinkinger, and then when they don't, they get mad again because they didn't copy Shinkinger.
Yeah Bitches be crazy, man. All of Ranger Board's been on their period since it opens.
Like, it almost like that's kind of how it was with Jungle Furies. Like, they loved Geki so much, but then they got all pissy because they didn't copy it. Yet I guarantee you that if they had copied it, they'd go, look at this shit, PR copying Sentai. Like,
I can only imagine, like, people are way too harsh on those seasons, because I can only imagine if those people, like, it was... time travel than we'd known about Sentai earlier a lot, because most people found out about it later, and if they had seen like Time Force or Time Ranger before Time Force, I can imagine there'd be a lot of Time Force bashing. compared to, because Time Force is more loved because people didn't know about Sentai first, or at least didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Right. So then they see Time Ranger and like, this is pretty cool, not realizing they just watched the same thing as Time Force. And so they still think both shows are awesome.
Yeah, because you do get those people that say, I watched both and I realized they totally copied it, but there'd be a lot more hate for those seasons if the Sentai knowledge was there. And a lot of these seasons not only draw the blind Disney hate, but they draw the blind Sentai fan hate. You just can't please them.
There's no pleasing peoples, yo.
But although it was a little strange sometimes matching Casey's personality to Jan.
Yeah.
Like the episode was the elephant episode where she's like, look, it's the elephant spirit, and then Giant just sitting on the ground and tilts his head all funny. I'm like, Casey would not do that. So you just see Jan sitting there like, ah!
Yeah.
Zoa!
That was a little hard, but no, I liked Casey as a red. He's obviously not my favorite red, but he wasn't bad. I didn't mind at all.
He did a better job at leading than some more experienced reds.
Yeah.
And he had a better personality than Carter. It's not hard. It's like being better than cardboard. Voted
for fucking truth.
Carterboard. I could have the funnies. Done.
Next, please.
Next, please.
Why do I have an accent?
Next, please, is the Riri.
Riri. Oh, Riri. Riri.
Oh, she was fun.
I liked Lily. She was hot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I agree.
Like, well, that's our basis for liking your ranger.
She didn't do a whole lot, but I liked her personality. Like, that's really funny to say it.
I like that she became all punk.
That was an awesome episode.
That episode pleased me.
She's so, whoa. That's what they said. It was funny. And her accent came out. She's like, those are my glasses. She sounded just like the kid from Dino Thunder. It scared me for a second.
Hey, lady.
But I wasn't a huge fan of Ran and Geki. Like, I don't know why, just something about her I didn't like.
I didn't like her. She was kind of bland. She was kind of there like, hey, look, I'm going to get forced to get married in one episode and then get my ass groped by the Elephant Master.
Yeah.
They should have kept that in, I felt, in the translation. Just have Master Fant be a total pervert and be just groping the shit out of Lily.
Master Fant is Master Roshi. He starts drooling over her randomly.
But I really liked Lily. Like I said, I liked her personality. She had a really fun personality.
Well, the wiki does say she was fun-loving and vivacious.
Exactly. And like, I liked her. She was really good.
Like, I mean, she didn't like it. She didn't do too much here, either. But she just stood out to me more than like Dominic.
Dominic?
And Theo, for that matter.
And she wasn't a total dyke like Kelsey. And she wasn't a man like Katie.
our female yellow track record was running a little low. I mean, Ronnie was a Zordgasm girl. And
yeah, like, I just really enjoyed her. Like, she didn't do much, but she
was that's because Natsuki was crazy, but that's beside the
point. She doesn't say much, but she fights like the Dickens.
Indeed. I agree. Plus, she got to do a penguin, so that was cool.
She got to do a penguin?
Oh, that's a little too much.
She was a penguin.
That's terrifying. Whatever.
She did seem to have, like, even though not doing a whole lot for the show, I feel like she had more focus episodes than, like, Theo. Because I only remember, like, two Theo focus episodes.
Because
she had the... Yeah,
a lot of the Retsu focus episodes they couldn't use. It was kind of like Dax.
Yeah, poor Dax.
Blue just doesn't have a good track record of adaptable episodes.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't use the drunken fighting episode.
That was fun.
Like, they couldn't use that one. Did they use the Mirror Twin episode?
No.
Like, they brought in the twin thing, which I felt was like a nod to it. But they did it differently.
That was the episode where...
Yeah, that's because Geki Blue is an actual twin.
That was the episode with Go and Retsu did something. Some kind of brotherly bonding episode where they used Geki Bat Wolf Toja. That's what that was.
Geki Bat Toja Wolf Bonding
Up. There we go.
Daikyo Daikyak.
Don't tell me to die. I mean, come on. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, anyway, I enjoyed Lily.
Fake NPH, the wolves.
Theo.
Theo was short. Mini-me is taller than this dude.
He is short and Asian.
Theo was a tiny fellow.
Like,
who got very tall when he morphed.
Yeah, I'll chalk that up to morphing, I guess. Like, I do, people complain about that a lot. His is the case where it most bothered me, or bothered me the most, but I actually prefer them to have good actors than worrying about the height.
Yeah.
But, like, Theo, he's my least favorite of the three. He's that typical kind of blue, like, I'm a dick. But he kind of came off a little more funny at times. Like, at the beginning, he's like, we should work here for a while, and, like, I'll be a manager or something reasonable. Yeah. I thought that was funny. He was really cocky.
He was. Like, he was really cocky at the beginning, and I thought that was actually pretty funny.
And then he was all, like, douchey to Casey, and he's like, why can't you learn this in, like, 10 seconds? God, I gotta teach you? And Artie's like, dude, not cool.
You're an uptight, cool, neat, egocentric. And he's like, there's nothing wrong with being neat. That's Monk's philosophy. But I didn't hate Theo at all. I enjoyed him. He just wasn't my favorite. But he was totally trying to hump Lily the whole time.
Yeah.
And that actually was more focused on than like Maddie and Nick, where it actually was more throughout the show that it was obvious. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to say about him other than...
I don't think too much about Theo. Like, I liked him halfway decent. I mean, out of the core three, is my least favorite, but...
Like, I didn't, like, hate him or anything. He just had the least likable qualities. No, I don't want to say that. I don't know. Like I said, just...
I know what you're trying to get at, but...
Yeah. It's not like Lily, where I'm like, oh, she's really fun and hot. And Casey had a lot of character development, but Theo was just kind of there compared to them. He did get that good story with his brother, I guess. And he looks like a young version of Deep Wang. From I can't think of the actor's name right now, but he's also a Hangover.
Isn't Ken...
Ken Chong? I don't know.
That's pretty close, actually.
Yeah, except but he looks...
Jay.
Yeah, he looks like a younger version of that guy. Most people probably know what I'm talking about if you've seen the Hangover.
Yeah, Ken Jeong.
Yeah, he looks like a younger version of him.
You're right.
It was really funny. I thought it was funny they never mentioned his height until an episode when they were trapped in the rat box, and he goes, there's nothing wrong with being short. And then he, like, totally, like, karate chop pwned the stick.
I have to give props for being short. That sounded really bad.
I don't know. Short represent.
I don't know.
You're stupid.
Next.
Yep. RJ is next, but we're going to pause and do Dominic next just because we're going to rant about RJ for quite a bit.
Yes, probably will. Actually, let's just call this podcast RJ and just talk about him for an hour and a half.
Okay. All right, so Dominic was fake.
Neil Patrick Harris, NPH. But not. Like, he was trying as hard to be Doogie and getting Harold and Kumar 3, but it wasn't working because they got the real one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, there are things that he just didn't seem to fit. Like, his debut, where, well, I don't know if it was the debut, but it was the one where they did the whole, I can slice through a sign, like,
when Ken? Protecting Fran instead of Ken's sister.
Yeah.
They weren't fighting over pork cutlets.
Man, she got it.
That was so fun. Dominic, like, unfortunately, because he came near the end, he really didn't. He had like 4 episodes of focus, and then he kind of hung out in the background until he wanted to have sex with this chick that made a monkey formula, and then he stopped being there again. Like, I don't know. Like, he was kind of funny in his debut episodes. I have to admit, after watching him, he was a lot like funnier than I remember. But he was just kind of in the background and really didn't do a lot, which was...
Well, I think...
You're used to a Six Ranger being, like, really prominent and, like, exciting, I guess. And then you have... Well, you come off of Taizan, and then you get Dominic.
Well, not to mention RJ's big personality just totally overshadows the whole show.
Yeah.
What happened was you came off of Taizan, and then because of the nature of the show, you start with the three... So they've just introduced RJ all, like, epically as the Wolf Ranger. Then this guy just shows up like, hey, guys, I'm MPH, lols. And they're like, no, you're not.
I liked the – I thought it was funny that he stole the dagger in the restaurant. That was funny. And then, like, that Theo was being a complete dick and, like, you can't keep track of this. And he's like, where'd it go? He's like, don't mind me. I can't touch it. I'm just here eating my sandwich with extra tomato. I thought that was funny. And it was really funny in the beginning scene when he pretended to be a health inspector. He's like, my name is whatever, health inspector. And he flashes a wallet really quick and then closes it. Like, I thought that was really funny. I was laughing during that. But he was a lot better than I remember, but he was just kind of there.
Well, basically. I think what he problems... What? No, that was stupid.
That's not like something I would say.
What he I problems know. Is...
Okay, I think his problem stems from the fact that it's partially... Partially, he comes right off of the epic introduction of RJ. And then the fact that in Geki, I mean, you had Go and then Ken, and then they went straight to Psydine and Psydio, and then the Genju arc right after that. Well, here they compressed it together even more than it already was.
Yeah, like Geki was just like bam, bam, bam. And then here's just like...
Yeah, and they didn't really...
There was no break.
And it didn't really elaborate. They're like, oh, Master Mouse, this is my destiny. And his sword... I mean, his sword. His destiny was just to find a sword? Then his life's complete? Like, what? I don't get it. It was a really cool and powerful sword, but still. Figure out what to name it, man. He did have that thing with Fran, which, like, Fran was totally, like, wet over him, and he was just busy chasing that hotter girl. That was the monkey chick.
Like, I don't know. It always seemed like RJ and Fran, and then Dominic gets there, and then it's like, oh, nope, Dominic, Fran, JK.
I didn't think that Fran would go with RJ. He seemed kind of too old for her.
I know, it felt like it at certain parts.
I can see. Oh, yeah, like when she saved him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I get that.
Like, it wasn't really heavily forced. It just kind of felt like it at times.
Yeah.
But then they introduced Dominic, and they didn't even bother.
Like, because, like, it was near the end, they didn't get to, like, stretch it out and have as many, like, hinting moments as they did with Theo and Lily, but it was kind of a nice dynamic they had where he's seen the world and likes to adventure, and Fran wants to see the world. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it was a good ending for both of their characters. But, so that was a good dynamic, but it just didn't have as much time to go.
Poor Dom.
Yeah, that was good. They gave him a little bit of story with that, so that was kind of cool, but yeah,
I mean, his real name is Dante Falconeri, and he's Sonny Corinthos' kid, but you'll get it if you watch. Anyway.
Don't make me kill you.
Okay, so now RJ. RJ is the best character in the history of ever.
Like, honestly, RJ is definitely in my high top range of favorite characters and rangers in PR ever. Like, when I was watching it at times, I was almost like, he almost is my favorite ranger. I think I saw a post by you. I struggled to find somebody that I liked better than him.
I couldn't think of any. Even Tommy. Like,
yeah, Tommy.
Like RJ's just so much more likable than Tommy.
Tommy. I mean, not Tommy. RJ. Yeah. Like, honestly. Like, even Adam. Adam was badass, but this is RJ. Even like, TJ.
I mean,
sure, he can run fast.
I love TJ. I love Tommy. I love Adam. But like, RJ just had such a fun personality that he made everything every time he was on the screen just like interesting.
Yeah, like, he was just fantastic. Like, he almost is my favorite ranger. It's ridiculous. Like, the actor was fantastic. He pulled off that performance so well. Like, when he became Wolf Ranger, he did, like, great badass moments, but then he could be so silly, and he had, like Kiefer said, like, you could write a book out of all these, like, funny lines he has, and I wish I would have actually taken the time to write some of them down so I could remember them later. Like, it's just so fantastic.
My thing with RJ was, like, at first that he shows up, and I actually kind of didn't like him at first, because he comes in and he seemed like he just stepped out of Bill and Ted and is like, whoa, come on, guys. Like, okay, like, hey, no, we're not going to have a stoner. This guy who just got off a surfboard going to be our mentor. This is not happening.
In the first episode, he gave me a serious Toby vibe in that first scene in the pizza when he, like, had his hair all crazy. That I thought he was Toby 2.0 at first, honestly, I did.
And then especially because I think I remember seeing, like, somewhere or off the bat saying that, like, he was early on that, okay, he's going to be the violet Wolf Ranger. And I'm like, no. But then, like, as it went on, he went from being, like, retarded to being, like, like more like a Zen master, kind of like, I have the wisdom as opposed to, like, I've been smoking the reefer. and so
he actually had both.
Probably. But I ended up liking him more, and then I was like, I love RJ. He is so epically cool.
He was so good. And he got some good character arc, too, with his dad.
Yeah.
You won. RJ won? Yes!
We won because we got RJ. And but yeah, the, it was, you know, he ended up good. He had cool arcs, and they definitely made him different than Go. I can give him that. They didn't make a character a carbon copy like they do a lot of times.
He's the prime example of when I talk about the memorable comedic and like great characters that come out of the Disney era, like Spencer and him. Like, he's just, he was so well written. I didn't even notice like a change during the writer's strike.
Yeah, it was. Silence. It was funny because you watch Geki, and it's probably what pissed people off is like, Go is such a badass, and you get RJ. RJ's
a badass. RJ beat Daishi before he could morph.
It's a different kind of, though. Like, because Go was all like angry face badass.
Go had like Mike's hair. It was like an Elvis look.
He stole Forze's hair and but then RJ was a different kind of badass. He was just like,
I definitely liked Go, but RJ made Go really forgettable for me.
Because RJ was that, like, that laid back, relaxed guy. Like, they come in and like he's like that guy when you see like a martial arts movie and some dude just busts in doing all kind of crazy shit, and the guy's like, "All right, and is that all you got?" And just like pones him.
What's your point? RJ's just like,
I thought you were telling me what's your point. I was getting angry.
Rage building.
I was trying to make a skit out of it and it didn't work.
Oh yeah, he just comes in, you know, like, all right, and then RJ just smacks him in the face and he dies. That's pretty much what it was. It was so cool.
RJ was so great. Like, I just can't get over what a great character he is. I wish I could think more of his lines. Just that one moment where they found that rat, and he's like, "His name's Maurice." And Casey's like, "Maurice?" He's like, "I think he's French." And then the rat goes, and he goes, "See?" It was just so funny. Like, he's like, "See, French." I'm like, just squeaked, RJ. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how awesome he is.
Casey's like, "Oh, the back rub. What was the back rub?" I just had a knot in my shoulder.
Yeah, that was
I just
funny.
Slept wrong.
Or when Casey was it, I think it was Casey that was, yeah, when he lost his tiger spirit, and everyone's like, "I can't believe that so and so did this. I can't believe Weiger took your spirit." Theo's like, "I can't believe RJ's letting Casey sit in his chair." And he goes, "I'm having a weak moment." Like, God, RJ's awesome.
I'm having a weak moment.
Like, I'll seriously have to sit down and make a list of like my top five favorite Rangers of all time. But he's like a really strong candidate for number one. He's just awesome. Like, he's so awesome. He's a badass. I mean, he beat Daishi without morphing. It was funny, like, the Rangers got their ass kicked. He just shows up, starts beating him. Like, why do they need the other Rangers? They just have RJ. Why don't they kill Daishi right now?
Then Daishi got pissed. He's like, damn it.
Then he started screaming, "Sokano!"
And RJ's like, "Chill out, man. No need to yell."
Winning.
Like, I just don't understand why people would hate RJ. But
you can't hate RJ, otherwise.
I don't know. I think we had several posts on our thing saying that when they adapt Gokaiger, the Jungle Fury representative better be RJ, and I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I still think RJ needs his own show. Disney should have kept it and get his own show on Disney XD. Fuck Zeke and Luther. RJ.
The Adventures of RJ, the Wolf Ranger.
Seriously.
Travels the world with Flit. Writing wrongs.
That would be epic.
That way you can add Kelson Henderson into the show.
So good. We're just like basking in the afterglow, basking about RJ.
So what's up next?
More RJ?
kidding. Well, the list of Spirit Rangers next, but I don't really know where to put them. Okay, we'll just talk about the Masters next.
Yeah.
So okay. They're kind of wedged in between Allies and Rangers, even though they're not actually Rangers, but their spirits are Rangers. And
I guess it's
such a confusing season for our segment.
We could talk about those three and then just kind of lump the Spirit Rangers into one category and talk about how weird it was handled.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Right, so, Fant.
Master Fanny Pack.
He was grouchy because he got back from Middle Earth, and
he's easily my least favorite of the three.
Yep. Yeah, he is my least favorite. He's so weird. Like, when he was trying to do like roll calls and stuff, he just had this really graspy old man voice.
Yeah, and he had a really, like, overly expressive, like, face movements, like Rose. Like, in the battles, he was like, I think this guy's having a stroke and no one's noticing because they think it's a battle.
I really didn't like his intro. He was all grouchy and angry to them. And
it made no sense because he's like, I have no one. Paishwa abandoned me. I just sit here alone in my cabin rocking in this chair. And then later you find out he has a family and a niece that regularly visits. What a complete baby. He was just trying to get Lily in bed, but it didn't work because he's too old. He's just so bloody old. He's definitely my least favorite. I just didn't really like him. It's not like one of those characters like Will where I'm like, I hate you, I want you to die for stealing from children. But it's just like, I just didn't like him.
Swoop.
Swoop was the shit. Swoop.
Ultimate badass.
Swoop my scoop.
Swoop dog.
Swoop, hell yes.
He could fly on wires.
Another new show for Disney XD, Swoop dog. See? We're just rolling out the hits. Swoop was awesome. Even RJ said when he showed up, Swoop was my favorite master. It must be true.
I know, if RJ loved Swoop, he must be awesome.
Like, Swoop was just, he was like, he was tall, he was Matrix, and...
He was tall, he was dark, and
Genji.
He was Genji. That's what, awesome.
He's like, yeah, I'm better than you, I'm blind. What now?
It's like, he's blind and he can do badass shit.
And he can fly.
He can do badass shit.
Oh.
Get it? Because he's a bat. Anyway.
That's great. Clever.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, okay. Finn.
Finn.
I was upset that he did not go, Shocking!
He could have done it all of it. Shocking! And just dragging the swords in the sand, somehow creating sparks.
Like,
those giant-ass swords around.
Yeah.
Finn probably had the best story.
He was pretty cool. Yeah, he was pretty cool, and they had the RJ's dad thing, and like the whole thing where he was all pissy because RJ didn't want to have a shark training spirit thing, and he wanted to be a wolf instead.
It was a good story. It's like a typical story, but it was done well, and he was a really good master, I thought. And there was nothing.
Yeah, it was fun though. I still kind of like Swoop better, but he was still pretty cool. Definitely a fun master to have around.
Yes, he was a fun guy.
At parties.
He was a fun guy at parties. He
brought the big swords.
Hey,
want to check out my sword?
Fillets. It's like those big...
Ginsu knives?
Like, well, not those, but like the
meat cleaver?
Spatula-like things that they use on like the giant fryers in Asian restaurants where they cook rice and stuff and they always move it around.
Oh, and we're back.
Never mind.
I know it paused for me, and I thought the call was going to die.
Oh.
That's why I said we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, it paused for me, too.
Oh. Never mind.
I didn't hear that either.
Brian's coming back all mad. The giant grills at Asian restaurants.
I know what you're talking about.
They're not knives,
oh, okay.
But they're just like
I
little like, plate-like things. Never mind.
I got you, son. I got you.
Get off Finn's sword.
Thank you for having me.
Oh. You know what I mean? Oh, God. Anyway, should we talk about the Spirit Rangers now?
Yes.
Jungle Fury Elephant Ranger! Elephant Ranger! Voice. Okay. It was great that they included them. I love the fact they included them. We got to see the suits. I just really wish the whole story would have been handled better. Like, it was a neat idea, definitely. And it did kind of work in some senses.
It worked. It was just poorly explained.
Like, in the end, with the way they did it, I would have rather had them just have the Masters control them instead of summoning them by the Rangers and then they're fighting alongside each other. It was really confusing. Like, I would have rather them just have the Masters be at their respective houses or whatever, like, piloting them with the crystallized they used.
Yeah.
But in the perfect world, with the amount of toys and shit, they hoard out these three Rangers. They had, like at least 10 toys each in the spring and fall lines. They hoard them out since the beginning. I wish they would introduce them from the beginning. Like, I thought maybe they were going to be like the students of the Masters and then turn into Rangers during their focus episodes and just be reoccurring characters and then been out with the whole show and actually been given human forms. Like, they could have been the reject students from the battle at the beginning. Like, those two guys could have worked as Elephant or Bat and Shark Rangers. Just get a third guy. It would have been perfect. Like, I would have loved to see reoccurring Rangers that pilot, it would have definitely been original and not weird. That's what I thought, at least.
No, I agree.
No, I yeah, they
I think
they
it would
definitely
have been an interesting concept to roll with.
Or just or if they'd have just explained a better way of using them, even just because I don't know. I guess it was fun watching them fight alongside their masters at the end. It just didn't make sense.
See, like, when I saw that, I was like, see, that could have been perfect, because that guy could have been a student and been a character all along. But
right,
no,
and
now
would
it's
that,
just weird.
Like, that would have made more sense for them fighting side by side. But, I mean, the scene itself was good. It didn't make sense with the way the rest of the story went.
And they basically took the budget for the Battleizer, so there's no Battleizer.
Yeah.
But because of that, it was cool. We got the full suits, and they actually got their own attacks, which was cool, and their own... I want to say morphing sequence, but their own summoning sequence. So it was nice they took the time for that.
In their own spot in a roll call. That was a cool roll call, too. Having all
Jungle
eight of them.
Fury Elephant Ranger. Sorry. It's like he's so old.
It's the one that me and Jeff make fun of all the time, because he's so old that he has the old man voice, and he's like, Elephant Ranger! I'm like,
and then,
what are you doing?
And what was I going to say about that, too? About that. Or like when they summoned them, if they weren't the masters, they were just beat brains. So they're gonna grow consciousness like Ankh, and go off on their own. Like, it was just very weirdly handled.
The Bat was my favorite. I liked the Bat Ranger.
Bat Ranger was a shit.
Like, he looked cool, and he came from Master Swoop, so that made him double cool.
Like, I don't want to say it's selfish, but I would have loved to seen both versions of the suit in live action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the original ones were whored out more. Like, I can imagine how confusing it was for kids, because, like, when I was younger, before I knew about, like, the internet, but, like, about all these sites and stuff, like, a lot of the times I relied on magazine pictures or, like, toys to know what the Rangers were going to be like.
Yeah.
So I can imagine, like, the kids that are just coming off Operation Overdrive, like, oh, man, next year's Rangers are here. They're like, oh, there's going to be a green, black, and blue one, and then they never show up, basically, until the end. Like, especially with the amount of merchandise they got, they must have been confused.
They were on all sorts of Disney Store shirts and stuff because they only had two males to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they pretty much used the Bat as their third person.
Yeah. So that was weird. And they made, like, the Geki Claw, whatever they called the Geki Changers here. They made an Elephant Ranger version of those here. I bought those.
Yeah, I've got them, too.
Bofist. There we go. It's going to get totally leveled out.
It was going to.
But, yeah. Like, they just hoard them out so much that I wish they would have included them from the beginning somehow.
It would have been nice to see, I think.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
But at least we got them. Like, I would have been pissed if we didn't. That would have been even more confusing.
It might have been really cool if they would have done it, like, redone, like, those Zord portions and, like, Green one controlling the Elephant Zord, and then
and just like coming in as an allied character, it would have been cool.
Yeah, and like when they combine it, like there's then he's in the cockpit with the other three of them as opposed to, you know, that would have been fun.
It would have been great. I've seen both suits. And for God's sake, why didn't any of the versions of their toy come with their actual weapon? Elephant came with a damn shield. Bat had pseudo things, and why didn't they come with their actual weapon? The damn Jungle Master just came with USBs, fake Gaia memories. Just growled at me. Anyway. So, yeah. They were cool. They just could have been handled better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like we said, I'm glad I got them. Just could have been done better.
Okay, so, the only other two allies we have are Fran.
Wait, what's the second? Okay, sorry.
Flit's the other one. I kind of count him as an ally.
Yeah, he does, because he was never evil.
Yeah, he was a pie swap person, so.
Ryan, you go ahead and lead off, Fran.
Okay. I really like Fran.
She's a nerd.
I mean, she was kind of annoying at times, but I guess just it's the kind of person I appreciate. So.
But fellow nerd brethren?
Yeah. So, I mean, I like Fran. She was cute.
You know, I have to say, I really didn't like Fran the first viewing, but this time I actually really enjoyed her. Like, she did a lot more helpful things than I remembered. Like,
running the pizza parlor.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, just like in general, like, once she. And also, I have to mention, I love that she found out early on and it wasn't like Toby, and that became important. And, like, that whole thing where she helped RJ, like, I thought that I really, like, touching scene, I thought it was. And I enjoyed her a lot more during this run, and she did a lot to help. And she kind of filled the void of the extra female presence from having a three-person team. And, yeah, she was a very good character. My opinion of her changed greatly.
Yeah, I kind of was the same way. I really didn't like her at first. I don't know. I just was like, why is she here? She's kind of obnoxious. But then she kind of grows, and like when she helps RJ, it's kind of like, hey, well, he's helped me. He's given me this job and these friends and someone to talk to and not be stuck in a corner all day buried in a book.
I like how at the end she wasn't working there. Like, I don't know if she just quit because she's like, good, now that you guys are done, you can work here. Like, she was overworked. Her and Toby need to have a meeting. But, yeah, I don't know what she was doing. I guess it was her day off or whatever. But, yeah, she was a good character.
I like
And then she had that thing with Dom, and that was fun.
That was fun.
The next ally is the pizza in general. The Thriller Gorilla with the bananas on it. I want to try that.
It's a very tasty pizza. And
so I guess Flit is next.
Yes.
Flit was basically Bay, but Kelson Henderson.
Yeah, which was an improvement in my book.
Yeah. Like,
I liked Bay. He was all, I'm Tesslot.
I like that they kept his story. They took the time to, like, translate that story, basically. But it was nice they took the time. And they gave him a friendship with RJ, which was cool.
Yeah.
And, like, he got a good ending with running the show. Not running, but working at the pizza parlor with RJ, which, he was just fun. He was good. He was good.
It's good. And his commentary on the Megazord fights was usually pretty funny.
His binky thing, I think, was a little microphone. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was. His mouth was a microphone.
Okay, that makes sense.
I was confused by it, too, until I looked at it. I'm like, oh.
Like, in the close-up shots where RJ was holding him. Oh, God, it sounds weird. Like, because he was hurt. You know what? Sick minds.
Well, his fly fist powers, you know, were usually, like, voice sound things, so. I remember Gekiju Fly Ken was like a voice technique. So
Gekiju Fly Ken.
That was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. Gekiju Fly Ken. I'm like, really? Come on.
It flies down. You say that, and then it zips back up. Okay, that was stupid. I'm sorry.
You
I have better
be.
Material.
No, you don't.
I'm just grasping for laughs.
Fact check the rest of it.
The Daishi live by fear, and I live by laughs, and I'm not getting any. I'm dying.
Oh,
there we go. A small charge.
Hey, so we've got Master Mao too, but I mean he didn't really do much. He was just there being awesome.
He's fantastic.
It was cool that they changed what Master Chef? I can't believe I forgot his name for a second. Like him being the main mentor to RJ, and then just leaving him as kind of a reoccurring like spiritual role, which was a nice change.
They basically took Shafu, Miki, and Go and rolled it into RJ, and then gave Master Mao a different kind of role. They said, "Okay, we're gonna kill you from the start." I remember being so sad at that. Like, okay, well, here's Master Mao. He's gonna be their Shafu. He's dressed all cool. Then 10 minutes in the episode, dead.
No! By a punch.
God, like, Jared's
gonna have a PF. He's gonna have a bitch fit. You better get out of here.
I like freaked out. I didn't know what was happening, and I was all sad. But then he still kept coming back, and because Master Mao was just a cool guy. And he kept coming back, and I was like, okay, this is fine.
But he was good generic Kung Fu Master.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
And he became a kitty furry.
Did with open eyes.
Then the other three masters were just kind of dead people.
Dead?
Didn't do anything. Master Gwen was Cat. Master Rilla was Santa Claus, but crazy. And Master Lope, I'm pretty sure, was the dad from Cheetah Girls. But I'm not sure. And there's silence. But they didn't
have
to. I told
you it wasn't.
He was Vinjix.
Oh, yeah. Except not. I don't know. I don't know why I said that. But I don't know. They didn't really have any character to talk about, but I thought they were well casted.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did a great job of being a mofo.
The masters were pretty cool, and those three masters I remember distinctly had like their animal something, their animal on their clothes when they're in the spirit world. Like Master Gwen had a penguin thing on there, and
Master Wolf had two antelopes on the side of his, like, vest.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with the life preserver? Dork thinks he's gonna drown. Lol, Back to the Future reference.
They're pretty cool. It was fun. You know, again, they changed it here, making them dead as well.
I think it's funny that were they not good people? They didn't go to heaven? They went to the spirit realm with all the other evil beasts? I think they went to hell.
They were naughty masters.
Apparently hell's filled with purple grass. Anyway.
I'm going to fact check your joke.
Get it? Long.
That's what she said.
Villains.
V-Rens.
Good old Jared She.
Jared She. Okay, that shit was confusing until I made myself make it sense. Wait a minute. Strike that, reverse it. Like, okay, it was confusing because the whole way it was played is that half the time he would talk like he was Dai Shi, and then other half he would react like Jared because he would, like, remember people from the Academy. It was really confusing. I eventually rationalized it as just like the symbiote and Eddie Brock as Venom, is they're kind of two consciousnesses working as one. Mm-hmm. So that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's like the two of them are there influencing each other's actions.
Yeah. And, like, it made more sense near the end where it was, like, Jared was breaking free because he was, like, talking to Daishi in the mirror, like, I want to be free. Stop being a D-bag. I want to go bone Camille. How could you not use all your power to have sex with this chick? And he's like, I don't care about sex. I'm a dragon. But, like, they did a better job of that where he was trying to break free. And they were two more separate at the end. I just killed Brian. I'm getting a full charge of laughter.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
It was funny, that's why.
Oh. I don't care about sex, I'm a dragon.
I'm a dragon! And then the most confusing element with that was the fact that he needed to be trained. Like, we kind of rationalized it in our conversations with the fact that he was using Jared's weaker body, so he needed to relearn everything. But, like, it just didn't make sense with the amount that they played up. Like, oh, this is Dai Shi. This guy is really bad, man. He's going to kill us. We kept him in this unlocked box.
Metroid game.
Pretty much.
Also, Samus, she's the best bounty hunter ever. Oh, she lost all of her powers. Damn it.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. She dropped her stuff. Yeah, he's kept in an unlocked box. Why didn't they put him in a safety deposit box?
I don't know.
They
keep the most, like, evil power that they know of inside a box with, like, a little flip lock on it.
Well, where are they guarding him from, though? Because Camille was just sleeping in the temple. Everyone else was dead. They could have put him in a bank in a lockbox and no one would have known. No one was after him, trying to get him back.
I don't know why they were... Let's train these people in case he comes back. How will he come back? I don't know.
Like, oh, some guy punches me and I drop the box? But, yeah, like, that element was confusing that he needed to be trained, but... he got overthrown by Grisaka, like, 10 episodes in. But...
Like, no, Grisaka, I will defeat you. And you're like, okay, cool.
But, yeah. But he was a pretty good character, and the actor did a good job of playing the two sides of the coin.
Yeah,
I liked him, actually.
Like, he looked evil.
He did. Like, he had that face like the just absolute dick. That sounded gross.
And Daishi is voiced by Korak.
That makes him awesome. Daishi on his own, like, really had nothing going for him. He was just a generic evil, like, presence. Mm-hmm. Like, Jared made his character, basically. And, you know, it was kind of confusing. They did explain it at the end, basically, how he was all alone, which is why he was so bitter. But why he was, like, a complete dick. The beginning.
Yeah.
They did explain that, which I guess was a good story. But I had this weird theory when Carnosaur was taking him back to do the unspeakable evil of cheating on a test that it was because of Carnosaur traveling into the past, which is why Jared turned out to be a dick. A weird time travel, like, paradox. Like the grandfather paradox, sort of, which I don't think really happened, but that would be kind of funny if it did.
I mean, Jared became his own grandfather? Ew.
Yep, exactly.
But, yes.
But yeah, he was a good villain, I have to say. Like, the struggle at the end was very awesome, and, like, the end where he's like, Jared, you have to come back, and he's like, I am Daishi, or whatever, I am him. I was like, that was a pretty awesome moment. I don't know. He was good.
Like, I mean, they took the whole thing that Ryo had going for him, and they changed it a little bit and made it its own thing.
Yeah.
And it worked. This is the kind of things that I enjoy.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. By the end, it was a completely different villain. Like, it was a lot of parallels drawing when he was training, but there was two completely different characters, which was great for separating it in my mind. Mm-hmm. And this will sort of go with suits, but I just want to talk about how the American version of his suit had, like, this weird longer mane that was kind of fucked up.
Did it?
And, yeah, like, if you watch the footage, because Ryu's is kind of all up, like, and more, like, poofy, and his is all down and longer. That bothered me the first time. This time I liked it because it gave me an easier time of looking at him and saying, all right, this is Jared, this is Daishi, because whenever they cut to Japanese footage, I was like, that's Ryu. I had a lot of those problems sometimes, like, early on. But they did a good job of making him feel like a different character, even if it was unintentional, like they lost his hair or something, I don't know. He didn't use Bosley hair for men, so they had to get a new helmet.
All right,
they liked to say it was a good adaption.
Camille?
I love Camille because she is Lily.
Yeah.
She is. She's a vampire.
Like, I like that they brought her back. She did a great job as a new character.
She was probably, like, the most lifted character out of Geki.
Yeah.
But I agree that Holly did a fantastic job as, like, not being Lily.
Yeah.
And being a completely new character.
Except when she disguised herself as Lily and went into the pizza shop. Yeah. That was... Yeah, she was definitely the most lifted. There were certain things I liked about her more than Melee. I don't know why. Just because, like, she's American and just more relatable. I don't know. But it was kind of a different relationship because, you know, Melee's all, Ryu-sama! And it was kind of an interesting twist at the end that she always was, like, in love with Daishi, even though he didn't care about women because he's a dragon!
I'm a dragon!
And then she kind of gradually grew to love Jared because of, like, his human... What the hell happened? What?
There's just a loud thought. I think Kevin died.
Kevin just passes out, falls over. Kevin?
I'm right here. God.
What happened?
I moved.
Oh,
you can't do that.
I'm sorry. It
sounded like you fell off the bed.
That's what it sounded like.
But yeah, like, it was interesting that she, like, loved Daishi for all those years, and then she grew to love Jared. And it was definitely an interesting, different take on the whole Ryo and Melee dynamic that they took, which I thought was really interesting.
And she wasn't all like, Ryo-sama, Ryo-sama.
Like, honestly, I love her, but that got on my nerves so fast.
Yeah.
I was like, you stop now.
You, man, please stop. I liked her hair better in the flashback with Flit, though.
I don't remember what it looked like.
Fuck, you should have watched the show with me, Brian.
We
could talk about things.
I was trying, but then there was Pokemon, and it didn't happen.
And then there was a rage quit in the middle of my class, and I started freaking out and couldn't concentrate on the damn material. She's like, you need to remember this part. I'm like, oh, crap. Anyway. But yeah, she was good. I love the fact that they changed, I forgot to mention this, both of their civilian costumes when they got Genjuken. Rinzen, I'm sorry.
Rinzen power, bro.
God. Taking your Rinzen power. That's the first thing he did. Like, dude, you're a jerk. They just appointed you their king. The first thing you do is, like, totally kill them all off.
You are a king. Okay,
okay, bro. I'm a dragon. That guy had, like, three animal spirits in him at once. He was fucked up.
Alright, so, the overlords.
Oh, God.
They did things.
They were there.
They were there. Yeah, Carnosaur, he was just there. Jellica, the only distinguishing thing about her is that she was really, like, deceptive. Mm-hmm. And, like, Grisaka, he was really annoying as fuck. With the Zolcano! That was stupid. Like, I really didn't like the three of them a lot. Like, it wasn't... Because of the way Jungle Fury's story changed instead of, like, Ryo taking over Renjuken by default since he was the only one alive at the time... It was interesting the fact that Daishi used to lead them, but because he was now in a weak human form, Grisaka took over.
Yeah.
Which was interesting, but they just weren't that great, and they were all kind of annoying. And what ungrateful dicks. They brought him back to train him, and then they just overthrow him and try to kill him. What a bunch of douchebags.
That's how they roll.
Nah, I'm a bear. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Or cause them.
You're the Phantom Beast Generals.
That, like, we mentioned this in the story. Definitely a different take on Genjuken.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bored guy and his assistant wandering around. This Scorch, if you don't know, Long was the main villain of Gekiranger by the end. So I'm really surprised, like I said, Scorch didn't try to betray him because of how Long was. But Scorch, he honestly was looking out for Daishi and trying to make sure he didn't get manipulated by Camille.
Yeah.
And the Snapping Turtle guy, he was there and he was round. My favorite is easily Wigger.
Wigger.
Because he's the first villain to ever be named Wigger. Like, he was a really good character. Like, I love the fact they didn't take Geki's story of making him Casey's dad, making Casey the light.
Yeah.
Like they did the last two seasons. They had an interesting take on him where he was kind of this more, I don't know, sort of core, I guess, where he was more honorable. Mm-hmm. And because he shared a spirit with Casey, and then after he was betrayed, he kind of formed this honorable friendship with Casey, and the way he died, it was just, like, it was a really short-lived character arc that I would have liked to see go longer, but I really liked him as a character.
I felt like if they were going to do a Battleizer, that it would have had something to do with Wigger.
Yeah, that would have been cool, like him taking his White Tiger spirit.
Yeah.
That would have been a great
Battleizer internet. That we probably would have used would have been a white base, so.
Yeah, so that would have been a great explanation for a Battleizer, but I really wish that he had more time to be on screen, because they really took Jan's mute, like, zombie body dad and made a pretty decent character out of him.
Zombie body.
Like, he was. He was just a meat brain, because he wasn't really his dad. It was just, like, his body.
Such a meat brain.
Oh, such a meat bag. So funny. I liked Wigger.
He was fun.
That was fun. Is anybody else in villains? I don't think so.
No, that don't be it.
Damn. I guess next is Arsenal, right?
Morph.
I always do this because I'm stupid. Morph.
These morphs were incredibly stylized.
Yeah, I liked the morphs, except for the fact that Casey and Theo used stun actors. So Casey went from, like, a 3-foot-tall midget to, like, a 4-foot-tall buff Asian man. I love the fact that RJ totally showed off that he did his own morphing moves by showing his face the whole time.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I liked the idea of them kind of, like, running into their animal spirit and turning on their suits.
Yeah.
Which is something I forgot to mention in the story. I love the explanation of how they got their powers. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, the Power Rangers have always been a part of it. It was like, RJ's like, look, I know we need backup, so I got in touch with this guy, a friend of a friend of a friend or whatever, and he hooked me up with the morphing grid. Like, that was a fantastic explanation.
Yeah,
I always
loved
that. Yeah,
it was funny.
Like, and it, because usually they're like, oh, the Power Rangers have always existed in all these institutions ever. And it was great to see that, like, this story really had nothing to do with Power Rangers per se, but because of the influence of it being in that universe, they decided to use that, which was really cool. Anyway, I had to go off on that side note.
It's okay.
But I liked the morph.
I did too. It was very pretty.
And I liked that, well, Daishi's basically was Ryu's morph, and he initiated it by throwing off his cape. But I liked that he got his own, and I liked Camille's.
Yeah.
Like, she went inside her own eye. That was fun.
That was creepy.
It was cool they got him.
Yeah.
So, now Arsenal?
Suits.
Oh, suits. I'm sorry. I'm just totally messed up today.
I really like these suits a lot.
I love the suits. They're easily in my top range. They're so unique.
Very, very unique. Like, the first one's about belts and...
And it's funny because, like, the Geki suits are made by a shoe company, so that's why their shoes look like kind of shoes.
Yeah.
But I love the fact they look like... Because usually animal suits in Ranger look like really, either really, like, technical or really animal, whichever you go. But these look like a really modern, like, stylized animal look.
Yeah.
Like, Wolf and Rhinos look more animal-like, but the main threes had this really cool, like, sleek look to them, which were great. And Wolf's was badass, and it was the first purple-violet Ranger.
Yeah, which is something that's really cool.
And Rhinos looked just awesome.
Yeah.
It's another White Blaster Beetle Ward.
The Geki suits are just really, really good.
Yeah, I love them.
And the Master Mode suits are beautiful.
Yeah, those are awesome. Like, Or they extended like the helmet, like make it was just really cool. And the white taking over the middle was just great. We already talked about how much we love the Jungle Master suits. I mean, the Jungle Master, the Spear Rangers.
Yeah.
Those are cool. But overall, just really awesome suits. Kevin, your thoughts? I didn't think you felt that way.
It's a shame. He was agreeing with us so much, and then...
and then this. Yeah, I love the suits. And, not really Ranger suits, but Ryu and Melee suits were awesome, too. I mean, yeah. JJ and Camille's.
I know what you meant.
And then their Genjuken suits were awesome, too. I want to figure out all those now.
Yeah, I agree.
Start right now, Bandai. What are you doing?
Stop with the Gokaigers and get with the Geki Rangers.
Let's go. Geki Ranger. It should be called.
Yeah, I know, right?
They should just bring RJ in for Gokaiger. RJ plus Gokaiger would just explode my brain with how awesome it would be. Extreme fapping. Did you hear that? It was fapping in the wind. That's how epic it was. Anyway.
Wind.
Now can we do Arsenal?
Yes.
Yes, I got it right this time. Third time's a charm. So, let's talk about a hot topic. Not the store, but the Solar Morpher.
I didn't like... Well, first of all, I didn't like the fact that the toy didn't match the show.
Yeah, that bugged me. I actually want realistic versions of those.
Like... I don't mind the sunglasses if I could have purchased them.
Yeah.
Because I think they look kind of cool.
They like, do look kind of cool.
The concept I hate. Like, oh, let's pull these plastic sunglasses out of our pocket, let's put them on our heads, do a stupid pose, and hit a button on the side that isn't actually a button.
Yeah, like really, like, when you look at it and you hear about it originally, it really was a stupid idea. But it really kind of grew on me for whatever reason. Like, I love the fact that it was original. And I liked when they demorphed, where they would, like, touch the side of their helmet and then just rip the sunglasses off. Like, that made for some cool moments, in my opinion. But, like, it was kind of a mixture of a dumb idea and a cool idea at the same time.
Yeah, like, I mean, it had a lot of potential. I just think it didn't work because it wasn't convincing that their morph would be these plastic sunglasses that you could probably step on and break.
It seemed, or throw in the trash, Dominic. It seemed like something RJ would do, though, didn't it? Like, because he made them.
Yeah, I can see that.
But, like, I don't hate him as much as most people. Like, they kind of grew on me. I just wish they would have been maybe done better. I liked the little microphone that came down. We could talk. And they totally, when that came down, that was totally the SPD morpher noise. And their alert noise was, like, a higher-pitched version of Overdrive's.
Yep.
Just saying. They're just like, this is the last season we're doing here. So, let's just recycle these. I'm like, okay. So... Wolf Morpher. I thought in the beginning he was holding the Wolf Morpher in his chair. That's why he was so secret over it. But it was just in a box.
It was just in a box in the closet.
Yeah, I like the Wolf Morpher too.
Like, I mean, it's just kind of a stereotypical Morpher. I mean, there really isn't anything.
It's a gong.
Completely unique about it, but I just like the look of it because it's all like the wolf head and.
Yeah. And I like that RJ didn't always wear it around. Like, he wore it when he was in his civilian suit. But, like, when he was talking to his dad one time, he pulled it out of his pocket and like, talked about it like a walkie-talkie. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
This is really funny. Through sidetrack for a sec, thread on Ranger War, what's the best PR season? And they had a poll, and then by everyone, it kind of had a funny sayings. And I think Ninja Storms was, why didn't anybody notice these giant wrist straps on these people?
Yeah.
It was really funny. Like, it was a good disguise.
Why did no one notice this?
Seriously. So, Dominic's giant-ass morpher.
As a quote-unquote morpher, it's pretty dumb, but as a weapon in general, I love it.
Yeah, it's a really unique and cool weapon. I'm still trying to figure out how fingernail shooting is a stampede. I hope someone helped me with that later in life. But I like that they kind of came up with an explanation of, like, hiding it in a bracelet.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, Ken just walked around with it, like, whatever, I'm wearing a tracksuit. But, yeah, like, it's kind of one of those things where, like, I respect it for being unique in terms of a morpher changer concept, but it was pretty dumb to have a giant-ass morpher.
Yeah.
Like, Rhino Morpher, like, whoa, that thing's big. And that's what she said. And RJ's like, well, I had short notice.
Sorry, Ranger up, I couldn't figure this out, I'm sorry.
Ranger up your rhino spirit. Right, Kevin? Right.
So what's next?
What's next?
We look. Did we go by Wikipedia for this too, or do we just randomly assign it?
Battle Claws. The Yaki Changers.
Oh yeah. Those were morphers? No. All they did was call to the beast inside.
I honestly didn't like them as Geki Changers either. Like, I mean, it fit with the theme, but it seemed really off to me to have the Changers be their, like, gloves.
I kind of liked them, personally, because I'm a Geki whore, and, like, anything associated with Geki is automatic boner. Like, it's kind of like the blind love, but, like, it definitely fit with the theme with, like, their different, like, techniques and cracking their knuckles or whatever. But I see why they didn't want to use it here. Like, how would they do that? Would they, like, shake their wrists like they do when they summon normal morphers and all of a sudden they have gloves?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, they never really called them by the name except for in the toy. Battle Claws. They were just, like, extension. They were just their suits, basically. Mm-hmm. They were their gloves. And all they did was call the beast inside attacks. So, yeah. I like Geki Changers, but...
The Jungle Chucks.
Jungle Chuck. That sounds like throwing up.
Stupid name.
Seriously, it sounds like you're about to chuck the jungle on someone. Chuck.
Yeah, they're just nunchucks.
They're nunchucks, but I like the way they look. They're cool.
Yeah.
Like the tiger nunchucks.
I like how the tonfa and the bow, like, doubled as two weapons from the same thing. Yeah.
And I like that they kept unique names instead of, like, Jungle Staff or, like, mm-hmm. Jungle Daggers or whatever they would have called it. Like, I love that they kept the name. And they were very unique weapons, which was cool. Especially the Tanfa for PR. Mm-hmm. And for Sentai, I guess, too. And I felt like, for whatever reason, I felt like the Jungle Chucks were really underused compared to Geki. I don't know why, but I just felt like that.
Yeah.
Didn't use them a lot. Except from the beginning.
One thing I do want to make a quick comment about, it doesn't really relate to anything in particular, but I like how faithful they were to, like, martial arts and everything in this series. Like, they kept... In fact, Archie even pronounced it nunchaku at one point. It's nunchaku, but it was close enough to me.
And he's RJ.
Yeah. I mean, they kept the fact that they're tanfas, and they actually named it a bow instead of a staff.
Yeah.
Trying not to make the fan something else. It's like, oh, it's not a fan, it's a blade.
Yeah, jungle blades.
And the one that surprised me the most is the fact that the three-section staff that Jungle Pride has, they actually called it the Jungle Sansetsukan, which is what a three-segment staff is called in Japan. Uh-huh. So I thought that was really cool that they actually kept what it actually is instead of just, like,
yeah,
just not naming it or just naming it something stupid.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really neat.
And, like, also with keeping faithful to it, I love that they made their martial arts look like kung fu, because they could have easily said kids are stupid and then just done regular karate like usual.
Yeah.
But they actually had, like, the curled fingers and, like, the different style, which was really cool.
Yeah.
They definitely did a good job of giving it a kung fu vibe. Mm-hmm. Guys, I know kung fu.
That's awesome. The fan, the sabers, and the mace.
Those were really cool and unique weapons. I mean, sabers, yeah, have done, but they were really cool.
I like how they were just, like, they were there.
I think they should have adapted Jungle Mace to be a can of pepper spray. Like, Jungle Mace. You just pull this little black container that says Jungle Mace.
And it dies.
But, yeah, I liked them. Like, the mace was a really unique weapon for... I can't really speak for pre-PR stuff, but for PR and Sentai in general, it was just really cool. And
the war fan was really cool, too.
Yeah, and, like, I think the mace in particular got some really cool American fight scenes with some unique, like, different things, in particular with the first episode that was debuted in, and the fans were cool, and the swords were cool, too. Like, I really love those three weapons. I wish we would have gotten some kind of toy release of all three. I miss those damn sabers and that HLJ style, and I'm so bitter. Want everything from Geki ever. Yeah, they're really cool. And, like, I loved the whole training through the masters and getting the weapons thing.
Yeah. The claw cannon.
Claw cannon. RJ built it, so it's automatically awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of generic bazooka, but...
Yeah. It was cool that they had to charge it, which was unique. Yeah. I mean, they didn't emphasize it every episode, but it was a neat idea. They used it basically in the debut, and then when that kid had to help, and then they made an aerosol thing out of it, like an air gun. They still have that in my Toys R Us. Aerosol, our poster, they made a poster on our forum. Or, I guess it's
our... Yeah, I think our Toys R Us still has claw cannons somewhere.
It was really funny because I couldn't remember what
store around here did at one
what they did with it. Well, when I was watching it, I was like, what did they do with it here? I couldn't remember. And then I went to Toys R Us the next day looking for Samurai stuff and Transformers, and I'm like, holy shit, it's still here.
Why are you here?
I was like, if I needed to buy something, I would buy you. But not. I don't think I would. But yeah, it was a generic cannon, but it looked cool, and I liked that it kind of combined all three colors into like one beast thingy.
Yeah. The Claw Boosters.
Claw Boosters? Kind of a dumb name.
Yeah, it was a really stupid name.
It makes it sound like a jetpack. Which they did have. Firing jets.
It was an interesting idea, but...
Yeah, like, I like the way they, like, slammed down on them and they opened, and it plays the theme if you have the toy, which is awesome. Yeah. The Japanese one. But, like, it was... It's not, like, one of my favorite weapons ever, but I liked them. I don't think they would have fit if the Elephant Bat and Shark Rangers were humans. I don't think that would have fit for their transformation devices, because they're not claw creatures.
Yeah.
So, but they were okay.
The Strike Rider.
Strike Rider! Cruise! High speed! I'm going to be honest, I like the bike. I think it looks cool.
I think the bike looks fantastic.
And that was basically the Battleizer. You wonder what the Battleizer would be like in this season? Strike Rider, Cruise. That's what it would be.
Because
they blew all the budget on him using that every single episode, and then the Spirit Rangers. Like, it was definitely overhoard and used in situations where it didn't need to be. But it was kind of cool. Like, the chest armor was okay for me, but I liked the bike.
And if they were to use the Battleizer, I think they probably would have used the... What was it? The Animalized Tiger toy?
Was it the second wave from Fall, where he had, like, white thing?
Yeah.
White? Yeah, because they had a bunch. I bought the Violet Rhino and Daishi ones. I bought a shit ton of Jungle Fury toys because they were so cool.
I bought the red one. That was it.
Like, I bought a bunch of shit because it was Geki and all the suits were awesome. Oh my god. Anyway.
I'm trying to find the one. Battleized Beast Morphin Tiger Ranger is the one I think they would have used.
Beast Morphin.
Just because it fits so well with
Weiger?
The idea of having Weiger give him his tiger spirit.
Yeah, I would have liked seen them do that.
Too.
Like, but, that would have been cool.
But I like that design.
Uh-huh.
So if they did use the Battleizer, I wouldn't have minded, because he got a cool giant sword, and it looked overall pretty neato, I think.
Yeah, like, on one hand, I definitely would have liked that they used it, and it would have been great for Weiger's story. But on the other hand, it was nice to take a break from the Battleizer.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely.
Like, it's cool not to have it. People bitch about the Battleizer for whatever reason. I don't understand it, personally.
Like, I mean, it was nice not to have and have the Spear Rangers instead, but...
Yeah. Like, it was a nice break, but just talking about the Battleizer in general, I don't know why people bitch about it, because it's an American tradition for the show, which is neat.
Yeah.
I think. It's like, it's one of the things we do. Anyway.
People just bitch about it.
Bitch about everything.
Stupid.
I think RJ should have gotten his own cycle and gone out on his own and just been RJ. The show on
the
cycles.
The show should have been called Bar Rangers RJ.
Seriously.
RJ Force.
RJ Force, let's go. Here come the RJ's dance. Go, go, RJ. Let's just insert his name into everything. Anyway.
Go, RJ Rangers.
Power Rangers RJ is the number one team. Anyway. That's it, isn't it?
That's all I got.
That's all she wrote. Can't think of anything else. No. Well, RJ's...
You have the control dagger, but they never really used it for anything.
Yeah, so that's she slashed with it once. And you have RJ's Billy-like machine he used to stop the Spirit Ranger signal. That thing was hot. It was a little tiny satellite on a gun. Let's see. Now we're on to Mecha. Megazords. Swords. I love the swords.
I love these ones so much. Like,
some of my favorites.
You know, I'm a fan of the, like, animal designs. And these are probably some of the best animal designs ever.
Honestly, I love them. And I love that the Megazord's thin.
Yeah.
And a lot more mobility.
The only gripe I have is the fact that the wolf was reduced to a leg.
Like, that bothered me, but I also thought it was unique at the same time.
Yeah.
And, like, we didn't have to buy another toy. I'm still waiting for my all-purple repaint of Geki Toja. They were supposed to give that to me. They didn't do it. I'm pissed. I'm just kidding. But I liked them. I loved that they were thinner. I love Jungle Master Megazord 2. Some unique animals, even though that's clearly a gazelle. Psy-Dio. Psy-Dio is badass.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Like, the thing is, why couldn't they figure out what to name it? They called it Rhinozord Warrior Mode, Rhino Warrior Mode, Rhino Pride Megazord, Rhino Steel Warrior Mode. Like, what the hell? It was seriously a different thing every episode.
I just call it the Big Rhino Guy.
I just call it Psy-Dio. It's because they couldn't figure it out on their own. And it was cool that Ryo and Melee and Jared or Camille got their own Zords. That was cool. They were just overall really great Zords, and I love them. They're definitely up there with my favorites. Yeah. If not my favorite, just because I love
like the
show
wolf
so much.
I just like the wolf because I'm biased towards wolves.
And it's RJ.
Yeah, it's RJ. RJ's got so many pros going for him that's incredible.
I know.
Like, he was awesome. He's purple. His spirit is the wolf, and wolves are awesome.
He owns a pizza place?
Yeah, he owns a pizza place.
I'm still craving
his
pizza a week later.
It's like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I have to talk about that for a sec. That's like one of my all-time favorite ranger bases.
Yes.
Like, you have this epic pizza parlor. Go upstairs, this epic loft. It's like a whole apartment with a kitchen and a training area. And then you go out swinging out on vines. Yes. that's one of my all-time favorite ranger bases. I loved it. I'm like, I want to live there. Can I just live with RJ? And be trained by him? Oh, I love that place. It's better than the command center.
Yes.
Yep, I said it.
Command center was stupid.
The command center had Christmas lights in the background. That was awesome. It was a nice touch that they swung out like with the jungle theme. Anyway. Music, right?
Music. Oh, one thing about the Zords, I was really glad there wasn't a clusterfuck this season.
Oh, yeah. I liked... This was the first season they implemented armaments, if I'm correct.
I believe so.
Because they always used, like, limb swapping, and I know you don't like the With Shark Bat Power thing. I like that naming, personally.
I don't.
But I thought, it, like, as a concept, it was really cool. And I love that both Megazords could use it.
Yeah.
And it was... I definitely liked it, and they didn't combine them all. Geki was awesome because it was simple. It had just enough toys to whet your appetite, but not, like, make you get food poisoning.
Wet.
Oh. Appetite. Enough. No, we're just making up shit. Okay. Music. Right. The music was... Oh, let's go theme first, I guess. I love this theme. I absolutely love the theme. I think it's one of my favorites, actually. Like, it was so catchy and light.
It just makes
me
happy every time I hear it.
Honestly, and the way they played it at the end of every victory, like Linkara had said something about how it's really nice when they play their theme for victory, kind of like MMPR used to do, which I really agree with if it's a good theme. Like, MMPR did a good job with that, and I guess I have to give props to Samurai. I like when they play that theme when they start winning.
Yeah.
But this one, it felt really epic and heroic when they won, and I just loved hearing it, like, all right, shit's about to go down so much that when I was watching O's and O's started winning, I started hearing it. Like, why is Edgy playing this music? But I loved it.
It's one of my favorite themes. I don't know why either. It's just I really like it.
Yeah, I like the lyrics too. Daishi, go away. Yeah, tell him, man. We're here to save the day. As far as the background score goes, I thought it was another fantastic Disney score. Like, I think SPD and Mystic Force still get the top two. It's probably third. Out of all the Disney scores, like, Overdrive was definitely the weakest, like I said last time. But there was a lot of great background tracks that fit the jungle theme perfectly. Like, when they morphed, they had, like, the aww shit.
Yeah. And the then aww, they, like, aww shit.
And they, like... And they dispersed that music also throughout some of the battle scenes. And then they also had, like, a couple more, like, guitar rock tunes. And they had, like Mystic Force and SPD, they had a wide variety of different background tracks, which was really great. And I also liked the epic, like, heroic theme they had. One particular scene, if you want to hear it, was when Lily, in her biker episode, when she returned and she morphed in her leather, and it's like this dun, 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 and I can't do very good like harmonizing, but it was just, it was really great music, and I've just been really impressed, I was, and even more so now through my second run through all these, of how well they fit the theme of all these shows. Like, I really enjoy Jungle Fury's soundtrack. Yeah. Now that I fapped all over it, Brian?
What you said.
Okay, Kevin? Okay, what I said. I knew he would say that. But yeah, I like music. So, like, final thought.
I kind of wish we would get, like, some of these, like, scores through some method.
I would love to see that. Like, I want a lot of the SPD background fight music and the Mystic Force. The Mystic Force. Like, I would love to get background tracks for the PR music. Like, there was some really great stuff. Like, it's highly underrated. Like, people are like, Saban was the best, because I think people remember all the Saban character themes. But after that, they just got do 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 do. Like, there was a lot of care put behind making these themes fit the show so well. Like, I loved it. Like, I'm such like a fapping over this all the time. But I really would love to get the score on CD. Indeed. Maybe even a vinyl or an 8-track if possible.
8-track would be superb.
Awesome. Seriously. I didn't mean to jump the gun a minute ago, but this time, final thoughts?
I love Jungle Fury.
Me too.
Like, it was just one of those series that always, like, just connected with me, because I loved the whole, like, animal spirit kung fu vibe, and it was just always something that was really cool to me. And the suits grew on me really fast. I love the Zords. I think the weapons are, for the most part, really unique. And, like, they've just fit everything so well, and the changes that they did from Geki was, like, they took certain cues from it, but they changed so much that you could pick up the hints but still enjoy something that was incredibly different.
Yeah. The tone was vastly different.
Like, I slipped into a little bit of a Salon moment there. But it has a totally different taste. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know. Where's Brock? That's what I keep wondering. Where's Brock? I miss him.
Well, like, it was just, they pulled off so good, and like, a lot of people give a lot of the characters slack, but I liked Casey, I liked Lily. For the most part, I liked Theo. Dom was the weakest, and RJ was just total amounts of badass. And it was, hell, I loved it.
Yeah, like, pretty much what you said. It's just like, it was a really good show, and it gets a lot of flack where it doesn't deserve it, personally, I think. Like, it's not in my top five, just because my top five did certain things, like, better story-wise. And it always frustrates me, because sometimes I want to include Jungle Fury in my top five, but then I remember the seasons that are in my top five.
Yeah.
But, like, it's definitely really high up on my list, just because I think I said this in Ninja Storm, is it goes up there with Ninja Storm being one of the seasons that I enjoy watching the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was an absolute blast to watch between all of the effects and the fights and the characters. Like, minus, like, you know, like, problems or, like, not caring for other characters as much as others, I honestly liked the entire cast.
Yeah.
And it was just a really great show. It was a lot of fun, and they, like, definitely, like, changed a lot to make it a total different show. Like, instead of these two opposing schools and a bored villain, it was more like this Peishwa school created to protect from this great evil. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Like, it's such a fun show, and they had some really great and unique characters.
It's one of the things where I don't see why it gets the hate that it gets.
Definitely blind hate. And in 2 weeks in our special episode, I'll have to go over a rant about acting, because there was some really good acting this season.
Like, in fact, one of the posts that we might read in the viewer's thoughts kind of sums up how the fact that the people that they hired for these Disney seasons were very respected actors in New Zealand.
That's what I was going to talk about in my rant. That was Aerosol's post. Not Aerosol's. John. My homeboy. John's my homeboy.
I was figured there's a chance you might read that one. So.
Yeah, like, I can read longer posts now, because I think Rio fixed my rant boards. Then I went and pissed him off. yeah, like, I'll have to go off about that. Like, a lot of these actors, voice actors and, like, the masters were in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, the thing to forget is it's like all these Spawn people, they got like cheap, like, labor basically, and they're actually hiring
like
legit
actors. The Samurai cast. These are all like their first acting gigs.
Yeah.
Aside like, from Skyler.
Yeah, and Bulk. But like, people forget all the New Zealand people and stuff. They were actually respected actors where they come from.
Yeah. Just because you don't know them here.
Yeah, like, they all did a great job. I'll have to go off on a further tangent about that when I read his post and then when we do our special episode. But, like, it's a lot of obvious blind hate. But, yeah, overall, I love Jungle Fury. It's definitely high up on my top and one of my favorites. High up on my top, not a weird.
Yeah, like, I would have to really think about it, whether it was in my top five or not. I don't think it is, but it's definitely on the higher spectrum of seasons for me. I love
it. Like, it's just one of those I enjoy more. It's just, I hate that I can't include it in my top five.
Yeah.
Like, damn you, Space! Damn you, RPM, for being awesome! But yeah, I love it. It's such a blast to watch. Like, anybody who hasn't watched it or, like, didn't like it the first time, you definitely give it a second chance. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Seriously. It was so much fun. It was, like, almost the most fun I've had watching one of the seasons. Anyway. Kevin? Okay.
Alright, so... Genius. Well...
Looks like Kevin's awake, lol!
Onto the viewers' thoughts.
Yay!
Alright, so this time around, we're only going to read one post, because most of these are all in agreement that Jungle Fury was awesome, so there really isn't much of a point in going on about it.
In reading the exact same comment written with different words 800 times over.
Yes.
Unless you want us to read about this argument about editing your posts, which you should instead of writing in giant capital letters.
Giant capital letters.
Yeah, that's not getting read.
So anyway. I'm going to read Verb Animal because he was like the only person that didn't like it. And so I feel the need to read it.
Okay.
So he said, I dislike pretty much the whole season.
Go fuck yourself.
It was all just way too corny for me.
Quiet, Rick Medina.
The sunglasses thing was just retarded. Why would they change the Geki changers? Which were perfectly awesome, and I think a cool idea for a changer into a cheap pair of stupid sunglasses, ... I guess cost, but it literally made no sense. Jared was probably the best of the series, a, quote, human, unquote, enemy who wasn't annoying and was a fairly good actor. I'll take it. Of course, their mech and suit design were great. It was Geki Ranger footage. How could you guys like RJ? I don't know why I'm saying
Oh, snap!
His character felt so artificial to me, like a doofus in the worst... Technically, that's Dofus. That's an online game.
You Dofus?
In the worst possible way. The story was All right, I guess. The level of just awful dialogue was just appalling.
I think you're talking about Saban seasons.
The Rhino Ranger was just bleh. Average blonde guy. Nothing memorable. It was just an all right season, I suppose. Though I guess I'm a bit upset with the series, seeing as how much I loved Geki Rangers. And guess it did sort of follow Geki Rangers in its own weird way.
Why is there so many dots?
Enter Why sunglasses? Ugh.
What's the ugh for? Now there's just silence from our anger over the RJ hate.
I don't understand the RJ hate.
I never felt any of RJ's dialogue was delivered artificially. Or really any of them, for that matter.
He was just a spiritual dude, man.
You just gotta talk to his rat, Maurice, and everything will be fine.
He just knows how to go with the flow.
Faux show.
Go with the flow in my diaper. Oh.
Okay.
I mean, as to why change the Geki Rangers... Or the Geki Changers, rather. My bad.
Because Jan wouldn't have worked here.
Like, I read that it was because they thought that the Geki Changers were too, like, violent. And like, oh, you have to do a crack your knuckles motion in order to transform. That's unacceptable. Even though they, like, did that a lot in their morphed footage.
Yeah.
But,
It sounds like something stupid coming from the Disney higher ups, like when they wanted Tommy to audition for the role of himself.
Yes. I think they just wanted to market another toy.
Probably.
Like they're like, oh, we don't. I don't think we can fit these in our Morpher line. Okay, let's make something.
You know, with the main three, the visors are really thin. They do kind of look like sunglasses. Like, I could kind of see where they're going with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It kind of made sense.
I still wasn't a fan of them, but, I mean, I understand what was happening.
I'm more upset that we don't have actual props.
Yeah, like an actual Morpher release that looked like it instead of, like, what it looks like right before it morphs during the sequence.
Yeah.
Doesn't even fit on your eyes. It's got a giant orange button. This is stupid.
The toy was incredibly retarded. Like, it wouldn't even fit children's head. It was just...
I know. Just fit a chihuahua. That was it.
I don't even think it fit a chihuahua. It was too, like, big. Like, nobody, it was just oddly shaped and didn't fit anything.
So glad I didn't buy one.
I'd like to see a prop.
I probably would have bought a prop.
I am a prop.
If the prop makers makes one and it's reasonably priced, I'd probably buy one. Or all of them, depending on the price. Yeah. I mean, if they're like negative $5 and they give me $5, then sure, I'll take all three. I still want them to get on that dino bracelet thing. Come on.
I know.
And I mean, as for the how could you guys like RJ, it's because he was awesome. He was laid back. He was chill. He was awesome.
He was badass.
He didn't feel artificial to me just because I know a lot of people that are just like that. So it's not like... It's like, no human can act like this, bruh. A lot of people do.
No human can act like this, bruh. Oh.
And he wasn't a doofus.
Yeah. Maybe doofus is a good thing and it's a different word. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just grasping at straws.
I don't know, in the game a doofus is an egg.
Door pants?
But anyway.
Alright, so next post. I'm going to read my homeboy John because he is awesome. I'm not going to read him. I'm not going to do like a palm reading. I'm going to read his post. Anyway.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
So he says, here come the Power Rangers Jungle Fury. He doesn't yell, but I just feel like saying it. He says,
dance.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't dance. Although they did in that one episode, that's kind of stupid. Anyway, it says, okay, Jungle Fury is my first season I watched after a break. SPD through Overdrive I watched, not as they aired for various reasons. And I have to admit, I generally love the season. Yes, it has its issues. Every season does. But it really didn't help matters that the writer's strike happened during the season as well. While I am sure others will discuss everything else in more detail, I'm going to just touch upon a few things. One Rangers. See, they're the number one Rangers, it says in his post. I'm just kidding. God, it's a tough room.
I'm sorry, I'm playing Angry Birds. K.O. doesn't know what that is. I have to help him.
Anyway, it says, first we have Casey. What planet are you from? Earth? Thanks for asking. I like Jason Smith. He's a former Aussie soap star for his role on Home and Away as Robbie Hunter, the nerd who gets the hot foreign girl, Tasha. The foreign girl from another planet? No, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. And I will admit, I don't know the words to that. To what planet? I don't know.
I know Hunter's a Wiccan.
Some kind of reference going on here.
The planet thing, he was a song that he did, I think, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. That's why I was confused.
Yeah, he's a songwriter, too. He's not that bad. He's pretty good.
Earth, thanks for asking.
That's why I was confused. Not that there are many to have memorized, lol. Lol. Anyway. As a Ranger, he was a fun guy and a true leader. No, but... He was a true leader. No, because he didn't think he was a leader. No kidding. But he showed maturity and growth along the way, and I like that. I thought so, too. And for being a rookie, I thought he was a pretty good leader at times. Lily Anna Hutchinson is another international soap vet for her time on the New Zealand drama Shortland Street, where she had her gay brother killed in a freezer and fell in love with his murderer, who was easily 15 years older than her.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Well, I don't think I could ever watch that, just because I would never be able to look at Lily the same again. Like, she had her gay brother killed and then had sex with the killer. It was Master Fans. I think that's what happened. I liked her as a Yellow Ranger, but I can't say she was very memorable. All I really remember from her character is floating between her and Casey and Theo being upset that no one loved him. Speaking of Theo, wow, I really hated Theo. I didn't need Lewin either. Nobody needs Lewin, seriously. I mean, they didn't even do much to change his hair. They just pointed it up a little bit more. RJ
his parents don't even need Lewin. Oh.
Excuse me. I was speaking. Kidding.
Oh, fuck your mother.
RJ was the man. Love the fact that they kind of took a look at the mentor and arranger dynamic from Dino Thunder and redid it here. I really could not imagine Jungle Fever without RJ and David De La Tour in the role. I agree. One thing I want to mention about Theo is when they had the twin brother thing, obviously the actor isn't a twin, so I'm pretty sure the stunt double was a little kid. I'm not going to lie. It looked like it from the back. It looked like it was a 12-year-old. They had to get someone that short. Anyway, Dom. I don't hate Dom like I did Theo, but I just didn't like him just showing up and becoming a ranger. I may be wrong, but there wasn't an episode before Dom arrived. But wasn't there an episode before Dom arrived where there was another actor that just had a small story? A lot of people suspected he'd be the Rhino Ranger. Always loved his relationship with Fran. No, I don't think there was. No, there wasn't anything. It's like, I don't remember anything. Do you, Brian? About an actor, somebody who showed up that seemed like they would be a ranger? Okay.
I don't remember. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that far yet.
Okay, well, you've seen it before, but
I don't remember that far back.
Because it's so recent, I don't remember that, no. But I think they should do an episode with him and MPH, where MPH is like, you're a fake, and then Dom's like, you're a freak. I don't know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, Elephant, Shark, Bat, they were pretty. He appears he doesn't like Shark as much because he didn't capitalize it. Fran was awesome. Flit was the business. I'm still using that now. Camille was awesome, and Jared was a tool. He was a tool both ways. Get it? Lol. Anyway.
It can only be Jared. Oh, sorry.
He likes the theme song. I thought the Zords were interesting. Overall, I really like Jungle Fury. Is it in my top 5? No, but I can say it was somewhere in my top 10. So as usual, I pretty much agree with him. And I like that he included some information about their previous acting experience to add credibility to them. And most of the actors from the other seasons as well have some longer resumes over there, just because we haven't heard about them here.
Anyway. A lot of the New Zealand and Australian actors that were on Disney seasons were from Shortland Street.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in general, because I remember like when I'd watch random PR videos online, like on YouTube or something, you would just see like stuff pop up in the suggestion box of like you'd see like Connor with like blonde hair and like spiked and just like they all did stuff, so we'll get in that in our special rant. But
they were all a guy doing stuff? Oh.
That was a very good post, John.
Yeah, and now it's my turn. And as usual, my contract, which apparently got a rewrite the night when I fell asleep, I'm reading Nico's news post. Hey. So he says, I liked this season and I will try to keep it short. I do not promise anything. Kevin, fuck you. Rangers first. Casey first. I thought that Casey was a girl's name. No, don't hate. Maybe, Kevin. What? But now I know it's a man name, but short knot, my favorite red.
What?
Short knot.
Okay. Lily, short I liked round. Her for being smart, but again, not my favorite yellow. Theo was the Asian that had a crush on Lily, but I like him more than Casey or Lily. RJ, now here, it becomes good. First being this weird hippie pizza manager, to becoming the mentor, to becoming Gecky Vile. Oh, wait, I mean the Wolf Ranger. But I think it'll be better if he was the Rhino Ranger. I don't see why. Dominic, he was there to be the Rhino Ranger and to have a romance with Fran. Allies are next up. Master Mao was an old man that had to replace Shifu.
Just facts.
That's Kung Fu Panda. It's Shafu. For being the cat, Fran, nerdy pizza lover that has a romance with a rhino. That sounds dirty.
Wittig. It's not with, it's Wittig.
Oh, you're right.
Wittig.
Wigan. Wigan, like Hunter? Master Fan, I prefer the perv elephant from Gecky better. He gave Master. Master Swoop, he was there like Master Fan. Master Finn, he was more than there than the other masters because he was RJ's dad, but I like this more. Shaken, Master Rilla, Santa Claus, Master Quinn, Cat's ancestor, Lewin, Theo's twin. You missed an entire master, but that's not a problem. We're just going to pretend you didn't. Spirit Rangers, why this instead of a battleizer? Because they're awesome. I do like them. Teehee.
Arsenal time. He's giving us laughter.
Solar Morphers, cool sunglasses, which are better than gauntlets in America, not in Japan.
Witchcraft have to do with this.
Jungle Chucks, new Chucks. for Casey, Jungle Chonfa, Metal Sticks of Theo, Jungle Bow, Theo Sticks combine and become a giant metal shaft. Oh, I'm sorry. A Gaint Metal Staff. I mean Staff, Claw Cannon, Gaint Bazooka of Death and Destruction,
Gaint?
Jungle Mace, the name is better than Geki Hammer, No Ran, I This, a Mace, Not a Hammer.
Kiss me.
Jungle Fan, Metal Fan of Swooping Bats, Shark Sabers Shaken. Oh, wait, I mean, Dual Sabers that combine into a Shark Blade of Death. Claw Booster, Claws that give boosters. All right. Wolf Morpher, it's a gong and a wolf head in one. Rhino Morpher slash Rhino Blade, it is better hidden here than in Geki. Come who walks around with a... with a Gaint hand blade, Ken does because he is badass. Gaint. Dominic, you are not badass. Control Dagger, it controls the Rhino Zord, which I still don't understand. You have a spirit, and the spirit is a Zord. So why do you need a dagger to control your spirit?
Because it wasn't a spirit.
Jungle Master Mode are the badass Super Geki Rangers. I am now going to listen to Kageki, the Super Geki Rangers theme song, while I write this post. Okay. Betchiels. There's only one, the Strike Rider, and many people think that this, think that is the Battleizer, or would also think that if he used the Strike Rider armor when he was in Jungle Master Mode, Zords are next. Short Awesome, the last in my top three favorite Zords. So we had a Red Tiger, a Blue Jaguar, a Yellow Cheetah, a Green Elephant, a Black Bat, a Light Blue Shark, a Gorilla, an Antelope, a Penguin, riding a surfboard, a Wolf, a Gaint Ass Rhino, and lastly, an Awesome Lion, and a Tiny Chameleon. Megazords wear awesome, and my favorite is the Jungle Pride Charge with Lion and Chameleon Power. I did not like Megazord name with animal name power. That was stupid. Villains are next. Daishi, he was a dragon, ancient spirit, and it would be better if he had Possessed, Scorched, and then became Long Final Boss Mode. But yeah, he was a D1 CK. I don't know what that's about. Jared, jealous, possessed by Daishi that he freed. Idiot! Then good, Camille, she was a B-Wunch. I like more Ryo-sama, Ryo-sama. Flit commentator fly that works at RJ's at the end of the season. Rinshi next. What? Carnosaurus Sky Overlord that gave Jared more power. Jellica B-Wunch that gave Jared more power. Oh Josh, she is the Sea Overlord. Grizaka Land Overlord who wants power. Yeah, do you know how many people that want power died or got killed? Every villain ever? I don't understand that one. Scorch, Long, Snapper, Turtle, Weiger, Jan's dad. They could also do something that Weiger gives Casey his Battleizer. Final thoughts.
Batilzer.
Oh, you're right. Batilzer. let's see. I liked it, but thanks to Geki Ranger, they wear Oki.
If it
was any other Sentai, they would suck. So 3 out of 5. Also, what comes after RPM? P.S. I'm adding this after I listen to RRS2EO7. Shuki, don't beat me. My opinions are funny, so don't beat. Also, I he hates me? Why? Oh, wait. I know now. Wait, no. I now know why. Sri, Kevin. Also, this team would be better if Shuki red, Kevin blue, Kira yellow, Dawson. Wolf, why's he get to be the cool one? Date, Rhino, Chopper. Date's in every fucking season.
Well, because he wasn't in the Transformers movie, so.
I don't even know what to say about that. I don't. That just spoke for itself, I'm pretty sure.
B-Wunch.
That's what it said.
B-Wunch. I'm going to try to start using that. God, you're such a B-Wunch!
Oh, that's so
just
great.
Yelling in a bingo hall. Lunch!
Red Batil's Ranger! Oh, that's so good.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So much entertainment.
So, that's all. Like we said, a lot of the posts were just like, yeah, this was cool. Gets a lot of hate, but I don't think it was that bad. So, there really isn't a point in reading too much more. We got humor out of one, some info out of one, and then finally had one that disagrees with us. So, I'd say this was a pretty successful viewer's thoughts.
I do as well.
Yeah.
I do as
well. It was a little B1G, but...
Anyway, that's pretty much it for this. So, on to...
Final thingies!
Yay!
Yay.
I don't really got much. I don't think there's anything important to say. We still don't have toy picks, so expect that next week.
Hopefully. Unless something happens between now and tomorrow. Wait, tomorrow Thursday? Yeah. No, it's not. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Tomorrow is yesterday.
I want to use that RJ line now. Yesterday is today and today is tomorrow or whatever. I don't know what RJ said, but it was awesome. It's always leave my enemies with a confusing thought.
Tomorrow is yesterday's today. That wasn't right, I don't think.
Yeah. That sounds right almost. I don't know. Help!
Congratulations, you won!